stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together. Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones and hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
Hello, William Shatner at the beach with a young couple. So, how did you choose this occasion?
Well, we looked all over for different deals.
Now you can do that on Priceline. Actually, shop and compare before you buy.
But I thought that...
No, now you can pick out your exact hotel and airfare, book cruises and vacation packages, and choose a much nicer rental car than that.
That's not...
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
The Intelligent Office at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
We can't stop Al Franken from talking, and we don't want to. So, we're playing fewer commercials. This is KKZN, Fort and Boulder, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. The U.S. military has expended a ton of energy in its pursuit of terrorist mastermind Abu Musab al-Zarqawi almost since the start of the war in Iraq 2 years ago. In that time, there have been instances the military has come close to putting him away. There's word this morning of one such occasion on February 20th of this year near Ramadi. Reports say al-Zarqawi was headed to a top-secret meeting on that day but managed to escape an American military roadblock on the way to the meeting. This after a truck he was riding in turned around to avoid the military. Reports say al-Zarqawi's truck sped off, and at one point Iraq's most wanted fugitive jumped out underneath an overpass to avoid being seen. Despite the loss, Marines say they were able to snatch his computer and about $104,000 worth of euros. Both Shiite and Kurdish political leaders came together yesterday in a bid to form a new government, saying they expect the full cabinet to be announced in a day or two. A recent spate of rising violence in the country is heightened, however, concerns among American officials about the political stalemate. Compounding those concerns are continued attacks on American soldiers, like yesterday's federal attack in northwest Baghdad, in which one American soldier was killed after his vehicle was hit by a roadside bomb. Those involved in the talks to form a new government are yet to decide on who should be given the six cabinet positions allotted to Sunni Arabs. Reports say the Sunnis are not unified like Shiites and the Kurds. Just like President Bush predicted, it would take months before the truth will come out about the issue of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, but it was not the kind of result that the president wanted. The CIA's top weapons hunter in Iraq said his search for weapons of mass destruction is over without finding any evidence. Here's President Bush in July of 2003.
It's just going to take a while, and I'm confident the truth will come out. And there is no doubt in my mind that Saddam Hussein was a threat.
Former U.S. State Secretary Colin Powell, in his infamous address before the United Nations in February 2003, was apparently carrying water for the administration on the issues of WMDs.
There can be no doubt that Saddam Hussein has biological weapons and the capability to rapidly produce more, many more. And he has the ability to dispense these lethal poisons and diseases in ways that can cause massive death and destruction.
Former United Nations former Secretary of State Colin Powell. More bad news for President Bush's nominee for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John R. Bolton. Another former colleague has come forward to say the other Secretary of State is just bad news. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
This news report is brought to you by Orkin Pest Control.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-4231. 1-800-400-4231. That's 1-800-400-4231.
25's doing well north and southbound right now. The Boulder forecast tonight, or actually today, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Right now it's 37 degrees. Save On Pharmacy is now in Albertsons offering values like the prescription price guarantee. Save On will meet or beat any local pharmacy.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
The new Lyle Chevrolet says go east and pay the least. For a limited time, each new car or truck sold will receive a 75,000-mile extended warranty at no cost. The new Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or visit us at LynnLyleChevy.com. The new Lyle Chevrolet says go east and pay the lease. I'm Dan Johnson, general manager, and after 28 years in business, I can assure you we have the lowest overhead. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have low prices. Just give us a try, and for a limited time, we will give you for no cost a 75,000-mile extended warranty on every new car or truck we sell. That's twice the security for a better price. So go east and pay the lease. And see me, Dan Johnson, at the new Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or visit us at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Dorsey the Rights Free Workshop. You'll receive several free gifts just for attending. So call now, 800-348-5951.
There are three things I have learned to discuss with people: religion, politics, and the great
Jay Marvin.
This administration doesn't care about the middle class.
We got wars!
They care about the middle class. They would tap the strategic reserve in order to get us over the peak driving period of the summer months. But Bush has said he won't do that.
What is this? What's going on here? What are you people doing here?
Who says politics is boring?
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:05, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Partly cloudy, a high of around 56 today. Far different this morning than yesterday morning when it was raining. Just a few clouds in the sky here in Boulder. 303-713-7600. Hope you're doing okay this morning. Those of us on the left who didn't believe that there were any weapons of mass destruction, and I did believe that there were in the very beginning. But then after the country was invaded, after Iraq was invaded, and we found nothing, I thought, we've been lied to again. Well, the Iraqi arms search ends, and no WMDs ever found. In his final word, the CIA's top weapons inspector in Iraq said yesterday, that the hunt for weapons of mass destruction has gone as far as feasible, and they have found nothing. The report closes an investigation into the purported programs of Saddam Hussein that were used to justify the 2003 invasion of Iraq. After more than 18 months, the WMD investigation and the debriefing of the WMD-related detainees has been exhausted, wrote Charles Dullifer, head of the Iraqi Survey Group. In an addendum to the final report he issued last fall, as the matter now stands, the WMD investigation has gone as far as feasible. In 92 pages posted online Monday, Dullifer provides a final look at the investigation that occupied more than 1,000 military and civilian translators, weapons specialists, and other experts at its peak. His latest agenda concluded roughly a 1,500-page report released last fall, or the addenda, rather, concluded a roughly a 1,500-page report released last fall. On Monday, Dullifer said there is no purpose in keeping many of the detainees who are in custody because of their knowledge of Iraq's weapons, although he did not provide any details about the current number. Anybody shocked by this? Certainly you can't be. But you know what really amazes me? Is there no repercussions for any of this? Who pays for this massive mistake? Other than we paid in American lives. We launched a preemptive war. But does Bush come forward and say, well, you know what, I made a mistake, I'm sorry? Does Dick Cheney come forward and say, well, I made a mistake, I'm sorry? Does anybody come forward and say, whoops, we screwed up? What exactly and why exactly are we in Iraq? What's the point? Oh, I know what the neocon argument is to bring democracy to Iraq. But if that's the only reason we're there, why aren't we in the Sudan? They could use a little democracy there. Why are we in Iraq and not in the Sudan? When we know these terrible things are going on in Darfur, and yet we're not even doing anything basically about it. You're going to tell me we're in Iraq because of the oil, because of the strategic location. All right, if that's the reasoning, why not just say that's the reasoning? Instead, this administration lied to us and got away with it. Because no one has come up and said, hey, not Colin Powell, not Condoleezza Rice, not George W. Bush, not Dick Cheney, no one. No one has stepped forward and has said, we're wrong. We lied, or we're just wrong. Because you know what the Bush administration would say? Well, we thought the weapons were there. So my question, I guess, this hour, and we'll never get it. Does George W. Bush, does Dick Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, and all of the players in this whole Iraqi situation, do they owe the American people, do they owe you and I an apology? Do they owe us an apology / explanation as to what happened here and why the weapons weren't found? I think they do. I really think they do. And yet, not one politician is going to come forward and say anything. Nobody's going to come forward and say, wait a minute. You told us these things were there. Did anybody who screwed up the intelligence get fired? I mean, George Tenet, the former head of the CIA, got a medal. Did anybody pay the price for this mistake? Oh, come on, Jay, it's water underneath the bridge. We're long past this. I'm not. If I screw up here at AM 760, and I do from time to time, but if I screwed up here, I'd be called on the carpet for it. That'd be number one. And number two, if it was a big enough screw up, I'd have to apologize to you. I'd have to say, oops, I'm sorry. I inadvertently cut you off. I said something that was out of line. If you work for a living, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Somebody holds you accountable, and somebody usually holds your boss, excuse me, accountable. That's the real world. The world this administration lives in is not real. They live in their own world. They create their own reality. And their reality doesn't include mistakes. Their reality doesn't include screw-ups. Their reality doesn't include ever saying you're sorry. You heard that press conference, that ridiculously embarrassing press conference in which George Bush was asked if he did anything wrong. And he said, well, I can't think of anything. After a long, gaping silence. Well, he did. He committed us to a war in a foreign land on bogus intelligence.
Now, even if you give him the benefit of the doubt, even if you're charitable, and you say, okay, he didn't do it on purpose. Even if you're charitable, I mean, you've got to admit somebody somewhere screwed up. Fighting my, my yearly dose of hay fever here. But somebody screwed up. So how come nobody's held accountable for this? How come nobody loses their job? Colin Powell's long gone. He quit. But what about those that are still there? Where did this information come from? Who manufactured it? And how did it get to the president? How about John Bolton? Who's blamed for inserting the Niger yellow cake uranium sentence in the president's State of the Union address. Many of you remember that. Maybe you don't. How much of a role did Bolton have to play in this? Considering he's on the hot seat. All right, I'll throw the phones open for comment. 303-713-7600. Don't suck free energy off the radio. Get off your half moons. Join the 6 o'clock club, the early part of the show here. And I can't believe none of you would have anything to say about this. And I can't believe that I'm like the only person. And by the way, this story, which is in the newspaper, Associated Press story, about the Iraqi arms search ends, no WMDs ever found, was not on the front page of the papers this morning. It's back inside the national section. So Bush pulls off, depending on how you want to look at it, Bush pulls off either a gigantic mistake or he pulls off a gigantic lie and gets away with it. And there are no consequences. So this is what happens when you lie to the world and also to the country that you that you lead. There are no consequences for the things that have been done. See, I find that to be absolutely amazing. And you know what I really find to be amazing? I find it to be amazing that there doesn't seem to be any outrage, but we've just accepted this. I mean, that's what I find to be outrageous. That we just accept this. 303-713-7600. We'll take...
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Jane and her husband would love to hear these sounds every day, but it's unlikely they'll be able to have a baby of their own without the help of an egg donor. Perhaps you could help. The Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine is looking for egg donors to help Jane and her husband and hundreds of other Denver couples who dream of having a baby. If you're a healthy female between 19 and 32, a non-smoker, and you know your family medical history, you may be eligible to become a donor. In just over 10 years, the Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine Egg Donor Program has helped more than 1,000 couples have healthy, happy babies. All egg donors are assured a safe and pleasant experience. In addition, if you're a donor, you'll be compensated with $5,000 for your time and commitment. Please help make a dream come true. For more information, visit our website at coloeggdonor.com. That's coloeggdonor.com or call 303-788-8300. 788-8300.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sir, you want a full beer or a half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
And please tell your friends to visit budgetrealtycolorado.com or call 303-772-7997.
Here's the thing.
Ed Schultz.
When there's no other news on or when organizations are lazy, all they have to do is talk to some attorney or somebody from court TV, and it's an easy six-minute fill.
They're making a career from it now.
I mean, let's not find out where that $9 billion from Iraq went. Let's just go ahead and talk about Michael Jackson. Did he really molest this kid or not?
The Jackson distraction is perfect.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
And by the way, Ed Schultz will join us at 7:05 this morning. We'll talk to Ed. Big Ed. It's 6:20 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, 303-713-7600. Iraqi search ends. No WMDs ever found. No one, and I mean nobody, pays the price for this, apparently. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Bob in Wash Park. Bob, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
You know, to quote Bill Murray in Stripes, they gave us the old razzle-dazzle in Iraq. Recently, I read an article in September's Harper magazine, and Naomi Klein said that what was going on was the Enronization of Iraq.
I read that article, too.
Okay, so I think that was one of the reasons. I don't have all the answers, but I do know that when the media didn't tell us, they didn't talk about any of that stuff going on, that they must have had, that must have been one of their major agendas. The oil, sure, the oil could be a reason, but if they wanted an example of a way to destroy and reconstruct an entire country and disenfranchise every one of the damn citizens in that country, they sure did it to us and to them at the same time by not telling us they were going to do it.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, regardless of what people come up with as a reason, from everything from a cynical reason that, you know, that they wanted to destroy the country so that their friends could cash in building it back up again, or because of the oil or whatever, we were never, you know, somebody screwed up, but we were never told the truth about the WMDs, and it's a crime that this administration gets away with because nobody pays for it.
They don't pay for it because the media is in on the deal, because the media could have blown the whistle on this. If all these big corporate interests knew about this ahead of time and the other corporate interests that run the media didn't bother disclosing it to the American people and they razzle-dazzled us with the weapons of mass destruction, then I hold the media responsible. I hold the media responsible for participating in the razzle-dazzle. That's all I got to say.
All right, Bob. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Let's go to Kathleen in Littleton. Kathleen, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning.
Hi.
I agree with your second caller. I think that as liberals and people that have morals, and we truly are the people with the morals, we expect the administration and all of those people to actually care that they are doing wrong, and they don't care. It's like they're wanting to annihilate anybody that possibly could get in their way, and they don't care who it is, whether it's Americans, Iraqis, or otherwise. And I have a feeling until we or the richer people of the liberals get together and actually get reporters who are reporting the news and who are showing that these people are wrong, and it starts affecting them in the pocketbook and the polls, they're not going to care because they don't really care what we think. As long as they can get away with it, they will.
Well, it seems to me they've gotten away with it.
And that's, well, everyone has let them get away with it. I'm very disappointed, like your first caller, with the media. They've done nothing to report that. And I was a big NPR fan before you came along, and they seem to have been very unconcerned about this. And they're not reporting like they used to in depth with their reports on what's going on. They seem to be a little more biased as well. And so until somebody in the news, as in TV and on the radios and in the newspaper, can start looking at this and showing the American public, I don't see a change.
No, I don't either. You know, I don't either. And this does show up in the paper today, and it is on the Associated Press wire, but it's way, way, way in the back. And, the tragic thing is that now that the cat's out of the bag on the WMDs and the final word has been said, nobody is holding this administration or the media, feet to the fire. Basically, the administration has pulled this off. They pulled off this gigantic, massive lie, and nobody has to pay the price. Then I find it interesting that they'll lecture us about morals, when they don't seem to have any morals themselves.
It's like in the Bible, it says, you don't look at the person with the splinter in their eye, look at the log in yours.
Right, exactly.
And that's exactly what they're not doing, is looking at their faults. And they can think that they are higher moral ground, but they really aren't.
Kathleen, thanks. Great call.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Pat Broomfield, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Pat.
I've got like 1,000 things to tell you, and I don't even know where to begin. Start at the beginning. We're never going to get any sort of a voluntary explanation or apology from anybody that is tied up with George Bush. It just isn't going to happen. So the answer, in my opinion, is we get a hold of our senators, Mr. Salazar, Mr. Allard, we get a hold of our state representatives, and we scream and demand that an investigation be started into all the aspects as of why are we there? What was the real reason? I think these people hate to be embarrassed, but I think it's our right. You talk about being people are accountable to their boss. What Georgie Boy has forgotten is we are his boss, and we are a lazy boss because we don't hold him accountable for what he's done.
So I wonder how the 61% of the people who voted for him, believing that there was between 61 and 62%, 63% maybe at the highest, who believed that there were weapons of mass destruction. I wonder what those people have to say today. I wonder if there's anybody listening here this morning who believed that there were WMDs and now has the guts to come forward and say, well, I guess we were wrong. I guess the administration was wrong.
They can't say they're wrong. These people cannot admit this. But whatever. I don't care about those people. There are enough of us. Everyone that's listening to this radio show, call. Send an email to Wayne Allard. Send an email to Ken Salazar. Demand. Say, I've had it. I'm sick of this. We shouldn't be there. I need to know why we are there. I need the truth. Don't kid yourself. If they hear from enough people, this is going to get them going. And another thing I will say, I called the Denver Post a few weeks ago and canceled my subscription. And when I was asked, well, why are you doing this? I said, because frankly, I didn't like what your editor did during the campaign where he backed George Bush. I said, I'm sorry, I don't want your paper anymore. And the woman commented to me, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm hearing that a lot lately. People are responding. Hit them in the purse. So I get the Daily Camera now. And so far, I'm very happy with it. And if that starts to go to the other way, I'll dump them, too, because you can get news online.
Yeah, I agree. That's where I get the majority of mine. Pat, thank you. Great call,
okay.
As usual. All right, let's go to Tim in Aurora. Tim, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Tim?
And no WMDs. That's shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, no WMDs found. Okay, where's the apology from the administration?
Yeah, I'm stunned. This is what happens when you have an egomaniac in the Oval Office who surrounds himself with people who will only say yes to him. I mean, there have been a number of people in his administration who have spoken out against him, and all they do is say it discredited him by saying, well, they're writing a book to make money, this and that. I mean, Hans Flex was discredited. Nobody has any stature except the people who will say yes. And I think that's the failure.
It's a huge failure. I think this administration owes us an apology.
Well, I do, too. But you'll
I think they need to come clean.
They can't even tell the truth. I mean, they can't tell the truth anytime. So you'll never get it from Iraq. But it's just disgusting. And all these people who have died, and all the suffering that's going on, it's sad.
All right, Tim, thanks for the call, man.
Have a good day.
Appreciate it. Ken in Aurora. Ken, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. You there, Ken?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Ken.
How you doing this morning?
Pretty good. How about you?
Hey, I want you to keep up the good work because it's people like you that are going to finally expose these guys.
Well, thanks.
But I'll tell you right now, I don't believe we're ever going to get an apology or an explanation from these guys because they're already working on their next project, and that's Iran. And I don't know if you or any of the listeners caught it this weekend, but Fox News, the personal propaganda machine of the right wing, aired a special called Iran, the Nuclear Threat.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And I tell you, by the time I caught the last half of it, and the end of the show, they ended up with only two possible options to deal with Iran, ground invasion or air invasion. No, nothing about, you know, trying to do any talks, no talk about how we can work things out, no talk about the fact that Iran's next-door neighbor, Pakistan, has had nuclear weapons for 10 years, and they're our best buddies.
Or India.
But they're dead set. They're already trying to sell their and they're not going to apologize for Iraq because they're going to start selling us, have us in Iran by the end of the year. If people like us have to start running around screaming our heads off that this is what these people are all about.
All right, man. Thanks for a great call.
Thank you.
All right. 6:30 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll take a look at progressive traffic. Take more of your calls at 303-713-7600. Here's Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Just one issue right now. It's a crash eastbound on the turnpike approaching Church Ranch. The car spun out. It's now facing the wrong direction. But the good news, it's off to the left shoulder, so not causing too much of a problem this morning. South Boulder Road and Pearl are crowding. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are getting busy. And we're bunching up southbound I-25 from 104th down to the turnpike. Then we're sluggish across downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 and I-270 are busy, but they're moving along fine. And southbound 225 slows toward the tech center. The Boulder forecast today, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, 38 degrees. Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get your choice of a 2005 F-150 or 4x4 Ranger for just $14.9. That's right, only $14.9 will get you an 05 F-150 or 4x4 Ranger after rebates. Only at Freeway Ford at I-25 and Evans.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207. 1-800-447-0207.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back in Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. double your money and get things half price at milehighmarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from milehighmarket.com. Visit milehighmarket.com for half-price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678. 1-800-765-5678.
Improve your car's performance and save you money at the pump. Better performance and mileage. Remember, before you slam it, frame it.
Living life in the fast lane. Shorter commercial breaks. Back to talk faster on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
6:35, 25 minutes in front of 7, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. They've got their talk radio. Now we got ours. 303-713-7600. It's finally out. No Iraq, WMDs found in Iraq. Iraqi arms search ends. No WMDs ever found. In his final word, the CIA's top weapons inspector in Iraq said yesterday that the hunt for weapons of mass destruction has gone as far as feasibly possible, and they have found no weapons. And there is no apology forthcoming from the administration. There is no one coming forward to take the blame. The blame is not being hung on anybody. And it's the world's biggest lie, and this administration got away with it. 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons, and don't suck free energy off the radio. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay.
Dave.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to say real quick, I enjoy the show very much and appreciate your time and effort, sir.
Thanks.
You had a caller a little while ago that wanted to basically... He kind of sounded like he was on the conspiracy side of things, and I just want to call for starters and say that this is no conspiracy. We have allowed this to happen. You, me, my neighbor, my friend down the street, my coworkers, we have allowed this to happen. The only conspiracy there is going on right here in this country is what I call the big distraction. People are so entertained by all of these distractions that they see in the news and on the infotainment programs that they can't get away from it. I ask my friends, you know, rather than sit and watch an hour of Extreme Makeover, how about you sit down and write your congressman and tell them how you feel about a couple of issues? It'll take you about 1 hour a week. If you email them or mail them a letter once a week, and everybody was doing this, not only would their mail be inundated with unhappy citizens and constituents, but they'd start getting the picture that, hey, you know, we're not doing our job. People are getting on to this, and a lot of people are getting on to this. We're going to be losing our jobs if we don't take care of business.
People have lost their lives over this, and they've lost their lives for what reason?
For no reason. For no reason. There were no WMDs. We were told that before we ever went. Our news media, ours, the media that we allow to present to us the news on a daily basis, lied to us just as much as the administration did. The New York Times, one of the leading newspapers, if not the leading newspaper in the country, was one of the biggest cheerleaders in the run-up to the war.
Oh, sure. The reporter's name was Judith Miller, and she took everything that Shalabi gave her, and she reprinted it.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's why I'm saying, you know, people need to get off the Fox and the CNN. Okay? They need to get off that. You say you get your news online. I know a lot of people that get news online. I also get news online. You can get better information. You can get better information than you can get from mainstream television and radio and print media in this country at this particular point in
time.
That's
sad. It's really sad.
It is sad, especially when our founding fathers had basically set us up very well. Their hopes and wishes for the America to be, we're certainly a far cry from that right now.
Boy, that's for sure. Dave, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
What, if you would allow me one more minute, I'm out of time.
I'm out of time. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go to Scott in Aurora. Scott, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Go ahead. You there, Scott? Well, we lost him. All right. 6:39 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. 21 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. 303-713-7600. Once again, no WMDs found. And who takes the blame for it? Who takes the fall? No one. And am I the only one that's upset about this? Well, but Jay, you shouldn't be upset because these people who died, our troops that died, they died liberating the Iraqis from a cruel dictatorship. But that wasn't the reason we went over there. That became the reason. When we couldn't find any WMDs, that became the reason. But that was not the reason that we originally went there for. And nobody in this government is going to pay for this intelligence mistake. If you made a mistake like this in private industry, do you think you'd be able to get away with it? All right, we got Scott and Aurora back. Scott, go ahead. You're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay. Don't you love cell phones?
Yeah, I do love cell phones. It's all right.
I hate to, you know, have to say this because, gosh darn it, it just sounds so cynical and jaded and chicken little. But, you know, we need to wake up. We have a guy in the White House who's a cross between Adolf and Jim Jones. Because...
Ooh, that sounds really cynical and dark.
Yeah, well, you see, if you look at the actions he's done, not what he said, this is exactly the path he and our country are following. We need to get spines like the French people do and shut down the country for a few weeks and just stop working and just plop down, and then things would come to a head, and then they wouldn't be able to get away with it.
There aren't even any anti-war protests going on anymore.
Right. We need to learn how to be able to do that, and then we can change things. But until then, we're just going to continue this march to concentration camps and everything else, just like Germany did.
Well, I don't understand where the anti-war left is. Why they're so quiet?
Well, if people look toward the media to hear from them, they're not going to. That's one part of it.
So, in other words,
it's the riot.
So it never gets reported.
Exactly.
But there are no mass demonstrations going on in the streets.
Oh, like the one that didn't happen in New York at the Republican convention.
Well, all right, that's a good example there. but there's not anything really going on. I mean, you don't even see it online anywhere.
Right. There is a definite sense of apathy. It's very sad. So people need to wake up and get active.
Yep, I agree. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks.
All right. 303-713-7600. I mean, is anybody shocked that there just basically seems to be no anti-war movement in this country at all? And that this whole thing about WMDs, no one is going to stand up on the floor of the Senate or the House and say, all right, where are they? They're not there, obviously. And that we were lied to? The politicians are just going to let this pass? sad. Really sad. 6:42.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15th. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York Deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Like the way you look, I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
In Boulder.
Close too. And also great minivans and pickup trucks. And boy, they've got almost 500 automobiles on their lot. And with Rockies, they treat you very, very special because they only have one rule in mind. And that's that you, the customer, be happy so that you'll come back time and time again, just like Mary and I have. And at Rockies, they have a special protection plan for your car or your vehicle, worry-free protection program from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. They show you Carfax, which tells you everything you need to know about the automobile. And on top of that, Colorado admissions tests, all that stuff is already done. Rockies Auto, see my friends out there, Spanky and Tom and Marvin Al Shear, Steve Bickford, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Colby in the Tower of Power. All the folks at Rockies are dedicated to helping you out, and they're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're my good friends, and I'm...
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Altona Grange Hall. LaGrange Hall is on Nelson Road, 1 mile east of Broadway, at the corner of Nelson Road and 39th Street, north of Boulder and west of Longmont. It's a Boulder House Party Grange Hall dance. I'll be there, and so will Jack Palmer, Colorado State Congressman, representing Boulder and Longmont. There'll be live music and food, and you can test drive reliable voting machines, experience election reform technology in action, have a good time, meet other progressives, learn about progressive organizations, and proceeds from this fundraising event will be used to support programs and activities of Boulder House Party, which include democracy technology projects. So I'll see you this Sunday between 2 and 6 at the Altoona Grange Hall. Altoona Grange Hall will be out there. Mary and I will be there between 2 and 6 in the afternoon. And then on May the 14th, I'll be in Arapahoe County for the Arapahoe Democrats Pancake Breakfast. No, I will not be cooking. So you'll be spared of that problem. But I will see you out there. So please come join us, and we'll have more information about that as time gets nearer. Right now, we're talking about the fact that it's finally come out of the paper. Just a little teeny article here. You know, this makes me wish that I were on K-Hour KOA, because I'd love to get on and say to all of those people, all the neoconservatives, well, now what do you say? Now what's your take on the fact that there are no WMDs, that there never were any WMDs, and that we got hoodwinked? And who's going to take the fall for it? You know, right-wing is always talking. Right-wing is always talking about taking responsibility, which I firmly believe in. And I think it's something that we've ceded to them. I think it's something we've given them, and that we just don't stand up enough and talk about it ourselves. Because successful societies, it has to be a half-half partnership between government and the individual. And the individual has to take responsibility for his or her actions. But the neocons are always screaming about responsibility. They're always yelling about this. Yet not one of them wants to stand up and take responsibility for the fact that there are no WMDs. That in the final word, the CIA's top weapons inspector in Iraq said yesterday that the hunt for weapons of mass destruction has gone as far as feasible, and they have found absolutely nothing. And the report closes an investigation into the purported programs of Saddam Hussein that were used to justify the 2003 invasion of Iraq. So were we lied to? Or is it a massive intelligence failure? Either way, somebody should have to pay for this. Somebody should have to take responsibility for this, don't you think? Yet can anybody name anybody who has taken responsibility for this? I mean, John Bolton was part of this. And what, the administration wants to up him to UN ambassador? Paul Wolfowitz was part of this, and he ends up being head of the World Bank. These people end up getting promoted instead of demoted. This was the administration that sold the American people on the idea that, well, the grown-ups were finally taking over the White House. It doesn't seem that way to me. And conservatives, neocons, they're always yelling. As I said before, they're always yelling about personal responsibility. 303-713-7600, your reaction to the fact that there are no WMDs. You're probably sitting back thinking to yourself, well, JJ, I knew that all along. But now we have final confirmation. There are no WMDs. And even though it's buried in the back of the newspaper, there won't be any announcement from the White House this morning. No one will take to the television and say, you know what, we blew it. No one has said word one about this. Except for us. Let's go to Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Preston. How are you?
I'm doing well. And I'd like to say that I think there's a lot of action going on in response to the problems people are seeing. I don't think it's necessarily taking the form of mass protests in the street, but remember the right wing has had a movement going on for the past couple of decades, and very rarely has it involved people meeting in the street. What it has involved is people writing books and making documentaries and teaching
right.
their kids.
And operating think tanks.
That's right. And I see the left doing much more of that these days. I know a guy in Los Angeles who has a grassroots media project called Justice Vision, and all he does is takes his video camera to different events of, Chalmers Johnson speaking and Howard Zinn and Naomi Klein, and he puts them on VHS and DVD and distributes them around the country to just concerned citizens and professors and teachers, and he can't keep up with the demand.
But you know something? That's all well and good, but you know what really bugs me? What really kind of gets me is the fact that this is a massive intelligence failure, and that nobody pays for this, that nobody from the administration comes out and says we blew it.
It is irritating. It seems they operate with impunity.
And they're always the first people to scream about, you better take responsibility. You better take responsibility. You know, when I worked in right-wing talk radio, I heard that almost like every day.
Yeah. Yeah, I think more than an intelligence failure, it was a public relations success. There are groups like the Rendon Group who know how to cultivate fear and despair and, try to make people feel hopeless and helpless. So I think instead of looking at Bush and what they're getting away with, people are just kind of looking at themselves and trying to figure out what they can do. And they're doing quite a bit, and they're finding out more things they can do all the time. For instance, have you seen the documentary The Corporation?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, well, I mean, I think that's a resource that everybody in your listening audience, if they have kids or if they eat food, or if they're concerned about justice and peace, they should check it out. And, instead of putting money into the corporate media, they can put money into the more independent efforts that are going on. And, I hear your frustration, but I think keep in mind what people are accomplishing. Like that lady who was just killed in Iraq. You know, no one knew about this amazing person.
Yeah, you know what? These people should definitely, this administration should definitely have to say something about it. This administration should definitely have to come forward, and somebody somewhere should have to pay for this. Preston, thank you. I appreciate the call. It's something, I know we have other things to talk about this morning, and so we'll have to go off and talk about those other things. We got Ed Schultz coming up at 7:05, and I'll run it by Big Ed, but it's just that this administration has nothing to say about this, nothing. And today will just pass like any other day, and maybe with God willing, we won't lose anybody today in Iraq. But the whole reason for us being there has turned out to be entirely false. And it's disgusting.
This is AM.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-4231. 1-800-400-4231. That's 1-800-400-4231.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
The new Lyle Chevrolet says go east and pay the least. For a limited time, each new car or truck sold will receive a 75,000-mile extended warranty at no cost. The new Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or visit us at LynnLyleChevy.com. The new Lyle Chevrolet says go east and pay the lease. I'm Dan Johnson, general manager, and after 28 years in business, I can assure you we have the lowest overhead. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have low prices. Just give us a try, and for a limited time, we will give you for no cost a 75,000-mile extended warranty on every new car or truck we sell. That's twice the security for a better price. So go east and pay the lease. And see me, Dan Johnson, at the new Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or visit us at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Produced by the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce and presented by Johnson & Wales University College of Business.
Need to kickstart or expand your business? Then join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and the Colorado Business Show. Wednesday, May 4th at the Colorado Convention Center. Network with hundreds of exhibitors. Attend professional.
Depending FedEx Kinko's locations. Offer good through May 31st, 2005. No cash value. Void where prohibited. Not valid online or in combination with other offers or discounts.
Now, more than ever, we have fewer commercials and more time for Progressive Talk. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. KKCN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. This word that Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid is to cut a deal with his Republican counterpart, agreeing to confirm two of President Bush's blocked judicial nominees, but only as part of a compromise that would require the GOP to end its threat to eliminate judicial filibusters, that is, so say officials close to the Senate leaders. Reports say Reid wants a concession from Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. Reid is calling for the replacement of a third Michigan nominee, with one approved by the state's two Democratic leaders. More bad news for President Bush's nominee for U.S. Ambassador for the United Nations, John R. Bolton. Another former colleague has come forward to say the Undersecretary of State is bad news. Former U.S. Ambassador to Morocco, Frederick Vreeland, said in an email that Bolton has none of the qualities needed for that job. Vreeland went on to say that Bolton has all the qualities needed to harm the image and objectives in the U.N., as its affiliated international organizations. Vreeland concluded that if it is now U.S. policy not to reform the United Nations but to destroy it, then Bolton is our man. In other news, one-time Democratic presidential aspirant, the Reverend Al Sharpton, says he's not guilty of any impropriety. Sharpton says he never accepted any questionable funds as charged by the feds. Sharpton says he's certain he would have been put away a long time ago if former U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft had been still in charge. Sharpton's record with the former district attorney, Attorney General, that is poor at best and precarious, since Ashcroft once put Sharpton away for 90 days over Sharpton's visit to the Caribbean island of Vieques. Former Iranian President Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani says he's interested in running for the presidency again in June 17th in a bid to choose a successor to President Mohammad Khatami. Rafsanjani says that he's preoccupied in thought about making a second run for the presidency. He was president of Iran between 1989 and 97. The current president is constitutionally barred from running a third term. Rafsanjani is currently the head of the powerful head of the Expediency Council. And is worried that the United States is planning on distancing itself from the government of Venezuela because of the nation's leader, Hugo Chavez, has long been at odds with the United States government. Chavez ire stems from a coup attempt several years ago. Bush administration has already called on Venezuela's neighbors to distance themselves from the South American country. And President Bush's budget proposal for 2006 contains $50 million for helping America's youth, his wife's new project to help children who are at risk of delinquency or joining gangs, but that budget we understand to be cut.
The news is brought to you by Orkin Pest Control. If you spot one roach indoors, you could have an infestation. The Orkin Man can tell for sure. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin Man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, the good news, crews have cleared an earlier crash eastbound on the turnpike approaching Church Ranch, but expect a little slowing towards Pecos. South Boulder Road and Broadway are crowded. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are busy. And we're bunching up south on I-25 from 104.
Jane and her husband would love to hear these sounds every day, but it's unlikely they'll be able to have a baby of their own without the help of an egg donor. Perhaps you could help. The Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine is looking for egg donors to help Jane and her husband and hundreds of other Denver couples who dream of having a baby. If you're a healthy female between 19 and 32, a non-smoker, and you know your family medical history, you may be eligible to become a donor. In just over 10 years, the Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine Egg Donor Program has helped more than 1,000 couples have healthy, happy babies. All egg donors are assured a safe and pleasant experience. In addition, if you're a donor, you'll be compensated with $5,000 for your time and commitment. Please help make a dream come true. For more information, visit our website at colloeggdonor.com. That's colloeggdonor.com or call 303-788-8300. 788-8300.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure, you want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at milehighmarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar, it's a website with half price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Business bankers can get you to your next stage.
Help!
Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank and member FDIC.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, presents Randy Rhodes.
I thought that the symbol of justice was the scale with balance. Remember that?
Hi, Randy. I am a faithful listener, and I want to tell you, you're one of the smartest women I know. You argue with facts.
I love you. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Who's taking a dump on the Constitution now?
Randy Rhodes, weekday afternoons 4 to 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
You want your little kid to say, hey, Daddy, President Bush tried marijuana, I think I will.
Is this guy suck or what?
I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Jay Marvin.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
What does anybody on the right have to complain about?
One terrible pilot.
There's no question about that.
We might just as well build ourselves another government.
Considering we have no energy policy in this country whatsoever. Limit our, being hooked on fossil fuels like a crack addict.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
I wouldn't answer the marijuana
question. Colorado's favorite lefty. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Good morning. It's 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Partly cloudy today at a high of around 56. Just a few scattered clouds out there now. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. J. Marvin here. And let's welcome. You hear him here Monday through Friday between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. Ed Schultz. Ed, good morning.
Jay, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Let me run a couple of things by you here that we've been talking about this morning. First of all, and I know that this, you're going to say, yeah, this figures, but you know that in his final, in Charles Dullifer's final report yesterday, finally, the CIA admits that there are no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
We got a whole bunch of spilled milk to clean up, don't we?
Now, you know, who's going to take the blame for this? You know, Bush is not going to take the blame for it. And I was talking about it last hour. Who's going to take the blame for this?
Well, first of all, we have to realize that the Bush administration stonewalled every commission that was looking into 9/11 and every subcommittee that was looking into intelligence and intelligence, the Senate Select Intelligence Committee on pre-war intelligence. They stonewalled them. They had to threaten subpoena power. The Bush people knew all along that they weren't there, but 9/11 was an excuse. It's more of the same. The good news is this is going to be the last 3 years for this outfit, hopefully. But
yeah.
Nobody's going to take the fall for it. You know, the guy, George Tenet, is out at the CIA. Maybe that's the sacrificial lamb in all of it. There won't be any investigations on any of these people. Rumsfeld's going to be done pretty soon. You got Wolfowitz off to the World Bank. You got Condi in there at Secretary of State. So they've the biggest crime in the history of the country. They've gotten away with it.
And you know the irony of it is, aren't they the ones that are always lecturing us about taking responsibility?
Well, they are, and I think the only one in the whole group that's got kind of a soul in him is Colin Powell. And we even see that with the John Bolton nomination. He's the guy that stood up and said to these senators, you know, when they called him looking for information, he told them the truth. And it was a year ago that he was on Meet the Press, and he used the term deliberately misled and talking about the information he delivered to the U.N. I just wonder if Americans, I know lefties are paying attention to the news. I'm sure the righties aren't. I mean, we got half the country out there that's brain dead right now.
Well, 62 to 63% of those who voted for Bush believe that there were WMDs in Iraq.
Well, the sell job started immediately, and Richard Clark is still the hot interview because, right after 9/11, his book plays right to a T. Everything in his book, every interview he's done has backed up every intel committee that has come out with after-war information. It's just unbelievable. And they got away with it. That's it. And now we got to clean this mess up. Things are starting to bog down in Iraq again. We're taking more casualties again. We're taking more injuries. We're going to be in this thing for a long time.
So what do you think we ought to be doing when it comes to Iraq? Do you think we ought to get out? What do you think we should do?
Well, you know, I think that we ought to double our efforts on training. I think we should spend more money. We have to. The faster we spend money and the more we train, the quicker exit opportunity we're going to have. To let this thing linger along and linger along at $90 billion here and $80 billion there and keep coming back to the Congress every year talking about hard work and everything else, we've got to double the efforts. And that's what I believe. And I also think that we've got to move some of the Iraqis out of the country and train them in different countries and then bring them back to Iraq. We've got to make sure that they're properly trained. I said that, heck, over a year ago, and here we are in this situation. They claim now that there's more security forces in Iraq than there
right.
are American troops. I'm not in Iraq. I don't know. I guess we got to take their word for it.
7:10, 10 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Ed Schultz on the line with me. You hear him today and every day, Monday through Friday, between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. Let's jump ahead to Bolton. Karl Rove is quoted as saying that Bolton will be confirmed. Do you believe that?
I don't. I have talked to several Democratic senators who aren't done with this, and it's going to be a battle in committee coming up next week. It was a very contentious meeting a week ago today on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. This is one where I think Chris Dodd, who showed the flow chart about how this guy operated in the office and did some arm twisting of some independent people who were given analysis on the intelligence. I mean, he's part of this fraternity. Bolton is.
Yeah, he is.
You know, you asked me the question about, you know, who's gonna pay for all of this. Well, you know, they're trying to promote Bolton. Everybody who had a hand in this, they're trying to promote. Bolton does not have the personality to be a good UN ambassador. He doesn't have the respect of other countries. But this neocon agenda gives the finger to the UN every chance they possibly can. They don't want to be a part of the world community. I mean, it's the rapture crowd taking over is what it is. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and there's another. There's somebody else who has come forward this morning. The New York Times is running with a story that another official has come forward and said that he clashed with Bolton over Bolton warning him about Syria. And ultimately, the former intelligence official said most of what Mr. Bolton, then Undersecretary of State, said publicly about Syria hewed the limits on which the CIA and other agencies had insisted. In other words, that this guy was, that Bolton basically was once again trying to manipulate intelligence.
Well, Bolton, it appears now, clearly was a foot soldier and a sergeant who would strong-arm any subordinate he possibly could to get the kind of information presented to the American people to match up with the agenda and to move forward into Iraq. There's no question about that. And the Democrats know this. Last week in that meeting on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, I've never seen a chairman try to get a vote out of committee as fast as Dick Lugar was trying to move. I didn't know he could move that fast.
Yeah, he was really pressuring him to vote.
He was pressuring him hard. There was absolutely no resistance from any of the other Republicans until there was an hour of discussion by the Democrats, and then finally Chuck Hagel stepped up, and he had to step up and say something because he's running for president. He did not want to leave that room, not being on record. Well, you know, I was one of the ones that spoke up against Bolton because he's not totally sure, and he doesn't want it coming back on him. Voinovich did the thing of character. He said, look, I wasn't at the last meeting. This is stuff I haven't heard before. We got to investigate this further. And it was a house of cards for the Republicans that quickly collapsed in that Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Here's what's going to happen. There's going to be more stuff coming out. Today's story isn't the last one. Barbara Boxer has got a bead on this guy. It wouldn't surprise me a bit if they bring Bolton back to testify to answer to these allegations. It wouldn't surprise me a bit.
But do you think that there will be enough Republicans defecting to block the nomination?
Well, I think Hagel may block the nomination.
Will Voinovich stick it out?
I think Voinovich will stick it out. Look, these guys are all about getting elected back home. These guys are all about making sure that they're answering to their constituents. They look at the polls. They see the American people aren't buying this stuff. They're tired of this fraternity being rewarded for what they did to the country. Believe me, there's a lot of qualified people in Washington that could be an ambassador to the United Nations. Just because he worked under Condi Rice doesn't mean he should move forward.
Yeah, I agree there. There's a story out this morning. I don't know if you've seen this poll. 66% oppose ban on filibusters. Is this whole nuclear option situation, is it going to blow up on the Republicans?
Jay, I think this is one issue where the polls will not affect the neocons. They are bound and determined to do this. They're about changing the country. They're trying to make it easier for the next conservative regime that comes in. If they view that with the majority right now, if they don't do this work, what generation is going to do it? That's how these people think.
Yeah.
That's where they are. I do not believe for a second that they're going to hold off on the nuclear option.
They're going to use it then.
I think they're going to do it. I heard in Washington last Friday that they were going to do it, that they were bound and determined to do it. And I don't think this is one time a poll is not going to matter to these people.
And will the Democrats then move to try to stop the business of government?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, there's a lot of Democrats right now who are upset at Joe Biden because he put out a caveat. Okay, you know, we'll let all of your judges through except two of them if you don't do this. That's not going to fly.
Well, that was my next question. What about the story this morning about Harry Reid striking a deal to let a couple of judges through?
Well, I think Harry Reid is doing a magnificent job of explaining to the American people that it's not the Democrats' fault that they are trying to work with these people. You look at the number of judges that have been confirmed, I think he's playing the last straw here as he possibly can to try to show the American people that the Democrats aren't obstructionists. They're realists when it comes to this. And these judges that they have put up are absolutely wackos out of the mainstream. And they want God on the bench. That's what they want. And so I think Harry, when it comes to push to shove, I think he will shut down the Senate if they do the nuclear option.
So you don't think this brokered compromise is going to work?
No, I don't. I don't. I really don't. I don't think it's going to work at all. I think that they're talking about it to see what the Republicans are going to do, but I don't think that they're going to budge. I really don't.
So you think they're really going to use the nuclear option?
I do. I do.
Wow.
I believe that it's coming.
I think they're zealots. I'm with you on that. I mean, we're on the same page. They're zealots, and they just don't give a damn. But, you know, you don't think that they're going to look at the polls, that they're going to hear from their constituents, and that it'll force them to back away?
No, because here's the issue here. Frist is going to be a candidate. Hagel's going to be a candidate. They're setting themselves up to solidify the base. It's all about getting money, okay? So the Christian right, obviously, is going to be filtering a ton of money into Frist. He set himself up perfectly on this issue alone, and then, of course, the Terry Schiavo thing. But when you look at the big picture, these people are in the majority, the White House, the Senate, the House. The stars may not be in line for these people for a long time. They're sitting there thinking, look, we got to do this work for the good of the country. We got to change the country. We talked about reform on the campaign trail. This is the reform we were talking about. If we don't do it now, who's going to do it, and when are they going to do it? And that's how they think. That's how they do. They think that forget the polls. This is the best thing we can do for America, and that's what they're going
to
do.
So they'll fall on their own swords if they have to.
They'll fall on their own swords if they have to. They absolutely will. This has been in the works for 25 years. This goes back to the mid and early 80s of when they were putting this whole thing together. And now that they are at this point, the last thing the righties are going to do is back down.
All right. Big Ed, thank you. Appreciate your time, and we'll hear you this afternoon between 1 and 4 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Jay, great to be with you. Good to have you on that live morning show. I got to talk quickly about this format around the country, Progressive Talk.
Yeah.
You guys are so far ahead of the curve, having a local guy doing a morning show, setting up the rest of the day. It's fantastic. You're doing great. I really appreciate you. It's just great to have to be there.
All right, man. Hope to see you soon.
You betcha.
Take care, Ed. There's Big Ed Schultz. You can hear him this afternoon between 1 and 4. And I did bring up that poll. We'll talk a little bit more about that poll. Also, and maybe I'm suffering from a memory lapse here of some sort, but John Turker, produces this show, insisted that we had talked about this a couple of weeks ago. And I don't even remember us doing it, about snitching. And we're going to talk about a program in Atlanta that has to do with snitching and how you feel about how we feel about snitching. We'll talk about that coming up as well. Before I slip off here to do some business, this hour's $1,000 name is Kelly Caswell. Kelly Caswell of Littleton. Cash, just for being a loyal listener.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207. 1-800-447-0207.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Double your money and get things half-price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678. 1-800-765-5678.
Prescription.
This could just...
Sudafed. Prescription strength sinus relief. Based on 24-hour dose of pseudoephedrine.
Here's the thing.
Ed Schultz.
When there's no other news on, or when organizations are lazy, all they have to do is talk to some attorney or somebody from court TV, and it's an easy six-minute fill.
They're making a career from it now.
I mean, let's not find out where that $9 billion from Iraq went. Let's just go ahead and talk about Michael Jackson. Did he really molest this kid or not?
The Jackson distraction is perfect.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Time.
Good morning, 723, 23 minutes after 7, partly cloudy, a high of 56. J. Marvin here. The set discussion and disagreement here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And thanks to Ed Schultz, who was in here bright and early this morning. You can check him out this afternoon between 1 and 4. You know, there's a story in the Rocky Mountain News that by Bill Scanlon that's worth just giving a couple of minutes to, maybe even more than a couple of minutes to, because it demonstrates really the reality between saying that you believe in family values and actually really believing in them. I don't know how many of you have seen this morning. Let me quote a little bit from the Bill Scanlon article. It says, altered leave bill advances. Powerful testimony by school children helped persuade a House panel Monday to endorse a bill that would give parents 15 hours of unpaid leave a year to attend their kids' school events. The House Business Affairs and Labor Committee approved Senate Bill 21 on a 10-3 vote and forwarded it to the House floor. Bill sponsor Representative Terrence Carroll, a Democrat, of Denver made significant changes to the measure, including reducing from 40 to 15 the number of hours an employee would be allowed off each year to improve its chances of passage. Now, see, why? What's more important than parents spending time with their kids? And if you really believe in family and quote-unquote family values, wouldn't you therefore enact legislation that would help strengthen the family? Eliza Cummings, 10, a student at the McKinley Thatcher Elementary School in Denver, said she is lucky that her parents have flexible schedules so they can watch her perform or win awards. But some kids aren't so fortunate. Sometimes I just go to tears, she said. There's a girl in my brother's class who didn't have a parent there when they were all giving speeches. She froze and couldn't say a word. I don't think she would have frozen if parents weren't there. And Alex Sarcha, 9, a fourth grader at the Southmore Elementary School in Denver, said the bill would help parents actually know what their kids do in school. A lot of parents really don't know what their kids do that well. The bill would help build a community that is really together. Now, how can anybody, Democrat or Republican, be against this bill? But there are opponents to this bill. Opponents include the officials of the Colorado Association of Commerce and Industry and they worry that the bill would ruin the flexible arrangements that most bosses offer and might lead to fewer people being hired because of extra cost. Others wonder if the 15 hours actually would motivate uninvolved parents to attend their school's parent-teacher conferences, or whether they'd use all those hours to watch sporting events. Can you believe that? And Bill Owens is predicted by one lawmaker to going to veto the bill. Now, the bill's already passed the Senate, but it must survive two more House votes before being sent to the governor. And there's a prediction that the bill will be vetoed. And the article says that Owens rarely tips his hand before the bill, rarely tips his hand beforehand on whether he'll veto or sign a bill. Now, I just got a question for you. Do you agree with this idea of giving parents 15 hours worth of leave? At 303-713-7600? Do you agree with that or disagree? And the fact that it's been chopped down from 40 hours to 15. Or do you think that parents would take the time and waste it? And I just wonder if this bill is a good idea. I believe it is a good idea. And the right wing and Republicans are always screaming about family values. You know, the Family Medical Leave Act. That was a Democratic idea, which the Republicans fought for years. So the Republicans are always talking about family value, or family values. But do they ever put their money where their mouths are? Let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
What you think, Jeff?
Well, if they really believed in family values, why are so many of them, like Newt Gingrich and Giuliani, cheating on their wives while they're married, divorcing their wives, and then marrying their mistresses? They don't believe in family values. It's just a ruse. Just like the WMDs, it was a ruse. It was a way to get into Iraq and a way to get Halliburton a bunch of money. there are so many issues on that.
You know, the fact that they would be suspicious that people would cheat and watch sporting events rather than looking after taking the 15 hours to be involved in their kids' activities, doesn't that say more about them than it does about the parents that they're talking about?
Well, exactly. They're just doing what the corporations want. They're doing exactly. They give the corporations the tax breaks. They give corporations welfare, corporate welfare, which I call all these subsidies, which they're giving the airline companies and they're giving the oil companies, and it's exactly that. It's corporate welfare. They don't believe in family values. They believe in
They believe in the value of a dollar bill.
Yeah. The trickle down theory, which never worked, never will. The philosophy was failed in the 80s. We went into record deficits. We climbed out of the record deficits. Worked our way out of it. I mean, worked. And these, you know, Americans worked their way out of it. It wasn't given to them. Everybody says, oh, it was a dot-com. No, people worked and were innovative. And they're trying to kill that. And it goes back to, luckily, I'm self-employed. I can go to my child's, functions without having to answer anybody. But I know many people that are in that same boat, that they can't go.
Can't do it.
No.
It is wrong. It would be a wonderful idea. If the Republicans really cared about family, they would endorse this bill. Jeff, thank you. Appreciate the call, man. Have a good day. If they really did care, they would endorse this bill. And this is what the Democrats had to do to make sure that this would pass, or to try to get it passed. Employees could get up to 15 hours off per year, not 40. Employees with fewer than 50 employees, not 10, would be exempt. And parents must schedule their time off at least 2 weeks before the event. And parents will be limited to 2 hours per event. All right, 7:31 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at some progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Good news. The highway is still an accident-free right now. We are seeing the usual slowing southbound I-25 from 104 to the Turnpike. There was sluggish in both directions through downtown and T-Rex. Now we are heavy eastbound I-70 between Federal and Brighton Boulevard, southbound 225. Down to two lanes from Parker Road to Yosemite. That's for long-term construction, so it's bunching things up on your way toward the tech center. Around Boulder, Foothills Parkway and 28th are busy, and Highway 93 and the Diagonal are both crowded. Boulder forecast today, mostly sunny skies with highs near 60 right now, 39 degrees. Bugs in your trees, in or on your trees, when you need bare tree and shrub insect control, mix with water and apply just one treatment to the base of the tree for 12 months protection.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure, you want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar, it's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15th. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Reach the CEO level. The University of Colorado Executive MBA program will be your stepping stone. Lead your business into the future with an executive.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
And Tom and Marvin Al Shearer and Steve Bickford and Fred Labrato and Johnny and Jason Mays and Gerard Menard, the folks at Rockies and Colby and the Tower of Power, the folks at Rockies will take care of you. They certainly have taken care of us, and Mary and I do not hesitate to send our friends to Rockies. Rockies located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And you know what? They're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So you
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Improve your car's performance and save you money at the pump. Better performance and mileage. Remember, before you slam it, frame it.
I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences.
Okay, we'll be up front. Shorter commercial breaks. More progressive talk. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
7:36, 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. They've got their talk now, talk radio. Now we've got ours. Jay Marvin here until 10 o'clock, and it's good to have you along. 303-713-7600. I'm really interested in this idea of altered leave bill that kids showed up yesterday to testify for this altered leave bill, which would employees would get up to 15 hours off per year, not 40, to attend a child school event. 40 was originally proposed, that employers with fewer than 50 employees, not 10, would be exempt. And parents, this is how they changed the bill, and parents must schedule their time off at least 2 weeks before the event, and parents would be limited to 2 hours per event. Do you believe that parents should be allowed to have flexible time off from work to be able to spend with their kids? I mean, isn't this the heart of what family values is all about? And I wonder how many of you are listening to me on the way to work this morning who have kids who would love to be able to spend some time with their kids, because things that your kids do in school sometimes happen while you're at work. And the idea that we have to strike a compromise on this bill in order to get it passed, and that the governor may veto it, and probably will. Aren't the Republicans always talking about family values? Aren't the neocons always spouting off about family values? It doesn't this move to the heart of family values? 303-713-7600. We go to Christopher in Thornton. Christopher, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Love your show.
Thanks.
Hey, I just wanted to sort of bring something up into the conversation that's not been brought up yet.
Okay.
Which is about... For those workers who don't have children, I haven't read the bill that you're talking about. You know, I don't know what all the provisions are of the bill, but the thing that would concern me, just from the way you've described it so far, is it fair to workers who don't have children? I mean, workers who don't have children, they have priorities in their lives also, you know, that they would like to, they would love to, you know, take some time off and whatever, do their hobbies or whatever. So is it fair to those people?
Yeah, I think it is, because I think kids are essential in this society, and that kids and that families are essential, and it's a chance for us to put our money where our mouths are. And sometimes those of us who don't have kids, for instance, my daughter's grown, for those of us who don't have kids, it's time for us to make sacrifices for the greater good. I mean, the way this thing is set up is, you know, you're not going to be able to just take the time off and go screw around. You have to give 2 weeks' notice. You're only allowed 2 hours per event. Yeah, I think the people without kids can give up a little bit, so the people with kids can. I mean, this gets into this whole argument about means-tested versus universal, non-means-tested. And this is a means-tested bill. You got to have kids. But if we care about society, we can't make any sacrifices?
You make a good argument. And I guess I just have to see the provisions of the bill. But I just wanted to just to throw that into the conversation.
Well, you know, the reason I say that is because I know that there are people that would resent that who don't have kids. But it seems to me that Governor Bill Owens, it seems to me that Republicans would back this because this bill is about kids and family. And aren't they always harping about family values?
Well, yeah, that's for sure.
So
yeah, I don't know what they mean when they say that, but...
Well, they can put their money where their mouths are, right?
Yeah.
All right, Christopher, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Ed in Broomfield. Ed, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Ed.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good this morning. How about you?
I'm doing great. Say, do you think those young kids that were out picketing the Dairy Queen yesterday are down at the Capitol picketing Owens?
Yeah, you know, right.
Yeah, is their family down there saying, you know, we want to be able to see our kids at school?
I don't think so.
You know, the hypocrisy of Owens, Chaput, focus on the family and the Republicans is just, you know, it all adds up. Just think of what's going on in Colorado. Chaput went to Owens when he wanted him to veto the bill on, you know, giving information to rape victims.
Right.
Then we had the bill, the smoking bill, where all 18 Republicans voted against it, or were going to vote against it.
Right.
Now, do you want to see your brothers and your sisters and your cousins and your parents die from cancer from smoke? No. Well, aren't they part of your family? I mean,
yeah.
You know, see, the priority of these guys, it's always about money. I mean, they look at the family, and once the family's born, they forget about the family. You know, I supervised 35 people, and one of the biggest things that I always did, and, you know, I'm not bragging about it, but people wanted to go see their kids do something at school, take the time off. You could always make it up. You know, people make up work. They're not slackers. And you know, that's what's wrong with the Republicans. It's always something negative.
Well, it's a positive solution to a problem. I don't understand. It's for the family. Why can't they get behind it?
Well, because, you know, again, it's the hypocrisy of these people. They really just don't believe in the family. They just, it's just this agenda of, you know, the Democrats took over the state. Owens ought to get on board with some of these programs if they want, because they're good for the state and they're good for the people. And they just won't do it.
How can this be possibly bad?
I don't know.
Particularly with the provisions that are set forward here. Like, you're only going to get 2 hours per event. You're only going to get 15 hours off per year. How can that be? How can that be such a terrible, terrible, terrible thing?
Well, do you think that if a Republican would have introduced it, then it would have probably got on board? It's a Democrat issue.
But I don't know that Republicans would even introduce this.
Well,
they claim to care about the family, yet they have a dismal record in health care. They have a dismal. I mean, the Family Medical Leave Act was fought over and fought over and fought over, and who's against it? The Republicans were against it.
That's right. Well, when was the last piece of legislation that's come out of this state or nationally that has supported the family, that has supported the child? I don't think there's one.
None that I can think of.
And so, you know, the beat goes on, and they'll get back to their same line, support the troops. It's all about freedom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. All right, I appreciate the call, Ed.
Hey, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, 303-713-7600. I mean, does anybody object to this bill? I think a sucker ought to be law. If a parent wants to take up to 15 hours, what's the problem? 2 hours per event? 2 weeks' notice? Why not? All right, we'll continue with your calls at 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and get involved with the program.
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-4231. 1-800-400-4231. That's 1-800-400-4231.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
The new Lyle Chevrolet says go east and pay the least. For a limited time, each new car or truck sold will receive a 75,000-mile extended warranty at no cost. The new Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or visit us at lynnlylechevy.com. The new Lyle Chevrolet says go east and pay the lease. I'm Dan Johnson, general manager, and after 28 years in business, I can assure you we have the lowest overhead. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have low prices. Just give us a try, and for a limited time, we will give you for no cost a 75,000-mile extended warranty on every new car or truck we sell. That's twice the security for a better price. So go east and pay the lease. And see me, Dan Johnson, at the new Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or visit us at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Some people oppose this bill, the idea that parents could get time off from work, not that many hours a week, like 2 hours per event, 15 hours for an entire year to go to see what their kids do. Like, say, for instance, school. Opponents include officials of the Colorado Association of Commerce and Industry. They worry that the ban will ruin the flexible arrangements that most bosses offer and might lead to fewer people being hired because of the extra cost. Others wonder if the 15 hours actually would motivate uninvolved parents to attend their kids' parent-teacher conferences, or whether they use all the hours to watch the sporting events. Oh, come on. Let's go to Jason in Colorado Springs. Jason, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Jason. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. This is the proud gun-toting liberal in Colorado Springs again.
Good to have you aboard.
Thank you. I just don't understand how the middle-class people can support this administration with all the bills that they pass that are against them and all the bills that they oppose that are for the people. It really disheartens me, and it kind of demoralizes me, but in the same sense kind of gives me a mission down here to try to inform people a little more.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody could be against this.
I have no idea. I can't understand myself. It makes complete sense, and the previous caller was talking about focused on the family and where's their stance on this issue? I'm sure they're against it somehow. And also, I just wanted to say that I was really upset to see Focus on the Family target Ken Salazar's wife up in Westminster last weekend. Now, that's not very family-oriented.
Not very family-oriented at all. I believe that was that right-wing crackpot Bob Enyart that put that on.
Yeah,
and I agree with you. Not very family-oriented at all to go after a family business. Jason, thank you, man.
Thanks, sir.
All right, be safe. Let's go to William in Broomfield. William, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning.
Hi.
You keep asking, how could anyone oppose this? And I think I have a partial answer for you.
Okay.
Certainly there's going to be a lot of, if this passes, there's going to be a lot of people out there who are two-parent families that utilize this to spend more time getting involved with their kids. But I would suggest to you that the largest group of people who will benefit from this would be single mothers. And I'm pretty sure that a large part of the root Republican ideology is that they don't like single moms and they don't like any woman out there who is not barefoot in the kitchen. And it seems to me that one starting point for opposing this is if you really don't think that women should be working, then a bill like this, which is going to allow women who work to also get some time off, especially single mothers, to also get some time off to spend with their kids, to go to the kids' events, that you're naturally going to oppose it because it's something that makes life a little bit easier for those single moms out there.
You may be absolutely right. You may be 100% right in what you're saying. Matter of fact, I think you are 100% right. I think deep down inside, the idea of family to a lot of neoconservatives is the idea where the woman stays home and the man works. And so therefore, you know, when it comes to these kind of events that kids would be involved in, only the woman should go because she shouldn't be working in the first place.
Absolutely. And that's I really do think that the right has been waging war on the single mom ever since they discovered that she exists.
You know something? I think you're probably right. And what a great caller. First time you've ever called?
No, it's not, actually.
Oh, well.
I've called you a number of times.
Well, gee, I almost then I forgot about you. Thank you, William. I appreciate you calling again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Dad should not be involved in their kids' lives, right? Only moms should be. But what happens if you don't have the traditional family arrangement? Then what? Then what are you supposed to do? And even if the woman doesn't work, what's wrong with the idea of dad perhaps going to a few events? Or maybe you have a non-traditional household where the man stays home and the woman works. And what's wrong with mom going to a few events? I have had people that have called me before that said, you know what, I'm a stay-at-home father. I just don't understand how anybody who would be concerned about family values or about the American family could oppose this bill. And I don't think 15 hours a year is enough. I would have favored 40 hours a year. And I don't understand how anybody could say that this would be a bad thing. All right, so maybe it'll cost business a little bit more money. But isn't it better in the long run? Because what we're talking about here in the long run is we're talking about the fabric of society. Let's go to Pat in Evergreen. Pat, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning.
Hi, Pat.
Yeah, I agree with virtually everything you're saying, except I just want to bring some balance or a different view to it. First of all, if parents had 40 hours to visit schools every day, as a former teacher, I would think that was a potential nightmare.
No, it's not 40 hours every day.
I mean, every year. I'm
It'd
sorry.
Only be, actually, and then...
40 hours a year, think about that. And every parent, 40 hours a year.
That'd be
God,
great.
It could be a nightmare.
Why would it be a nightmare?
How would you like all of your listeners to have 40 hours in your studio every year?
I'd love it.
Whoa.
Why should I not? I'd love having people come up here. It'd be great. Well, you know what? You know what? In most places I've lived around the United States, most school districts complain the parents aren't involved enough.
I understand that, and I understand the value of having parents around and so on, and parents involved in their kids' education. But you know, you've only got so much time in class. Now, I have to admit, I was a high school teacher, and it might be really helpful at elementary where parents oftentimes do things. But I guess my more important point, and this is a point I've been trying to make for years and years, is that we want parents involved, and we want parents involved with kids learning at home. But the conversation about parents learning at home seems to get parents contributing to the education of children and the essential role in the education of children of parents seems to get more attention than the essential role and responsibility of teachers in schools. And teachers in schools have the kids those 9 months a year. Teachers and schools are truly responsible for the well-being and the wealth and the education of children.
All right, I got to thank you for the call because I'm up against the clock and I'm out of time. And I appreciate it. Thank you.
Jane and her husband would love to hear these sounds every day, but it's unlikely they'll be able to have a baby of their own without the help of an egg donor. Perhaps you could help. The Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine is looking for egg donors to help Jane and her husband and hundreds of other Denver couples who dream of having a baby. If you're a healthy female between 19 and 32, a non-smoker, and you know your family medical history, you may be eligible to become a donor. In just over 10 years, the Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine Egg Donor Program has helped more than 1,000 couples have healthy, happy babies. All egg donors are assured a safe and pleasant experience. In addition, if you're a donor, you'll be compensated with $5,000 for your time and commitment. Please help make a dream come true. For more information, visit our website at colloeggdonor.com. That's colloeggdonor.com or call 303-788-8300.
888-8300.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Inco's office and print center, where you can make it, print it, pack it, and ship it. Our office is your office.
Mention this ad and get 25% off your next sign or banner purchase at participating FedEx Kinko's locations. Offer good through May 31st, 2005. No cash value. Void where prohibited. Not valid online or in combination with other offers or discounts.
7:57 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. 3 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. I told you about my Minpin Coco, my Minpin Jackson, that had been on the Purina 130-day challenge. Well, we also, what we also did was transitioned my Welsh Corgi Coco over to Purina One, and I encourage those of you that are taking the challenge with your dog to send in your testimonial by logging on to www.mystory.purinaone.com before the contest ends on May the 15th. And we'll be reading selected stories on the air, and one winner will receive a free one-year supply of Purina One. I've taken the challenge with my dogs, and if you haven't taken the challenge with yours, you should. It's been great for my dog, and you know what? It'll turn out to be good. It's been great for both my dogs, and it'll turn out to be great for your dogs as well. Take the Purina One Pet Health Scorecard, and it's never too late to change your pet's health for the better. Be sure to get your pet started on the Purina One 30-day performance challenge today. What you got to do is go to all you have to do really is pick up the phone and call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK and get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One. So take the challenge today or log on to www.mystory.purinaone.com. Get Purina One products for your cats or dogs at your local Target.
Need to kickstart or expand your business? Then join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and the Colorado Business Show, Wednesday, May 4th at the Colorado Convention Center. Network with hundreds of exhibitors. Attend professional.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Intelligent office at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
Morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. There's a lot of activity expected outside. The U.S. Senate building this morning as business groups, policy, and think tank experts verbally spar over the issue of Social Security. Those backing the president's reforms and the Democrats who are largely against them will be facing the Senate Finance Committee. Reports say rallies are planned for outside the Senate building to raise awareness to the opposition to the president's proposal to overhaul the system. Democrats remain adamantly opposed to any provision allowing private investment accounts in the retirement fund, and even some Republicans are against the idea. President Bush, during his State of the Union address, revealed that First Lady Laura Bush would be actively involved in a project called Helping America's Youth. Proposed project would have had his wife canvassing the nation's urban centers and beyond to discourage school delinquency and prevent young people from joining gangs. Project has been estimated at $50 million. Despite the laudable effort, there's a report this morning that the president intends to cut $4.2 billion from youth and crime prevention programs with similar aims. Here's Bush earlier this year during the State of the Union address.
Tonight I propose a 3-year initiative to help organizations keep young people out of gangs and show young men an ideal of manhood that respects women and rejects violence.
President Bush today is calling for a 5% cut in youth and crime prevention programs. United States top diplomat in Venezuela has categorically denied claims by President Hugo Chavez that a woman linked to the U.S. military had been arrested while photographing a military installation. Chavez revealed the development Sunday in a speech, during which he also announced that Venezuela was canceling a 35-year-old military exchange program with the United States government. Latest developments for the Caracas government comes on the heels of a bid by President Bush to turn a cold shoulder on the South American nation near the equator. Bush and Chavez have been verbally sparring after a failed coup to remove Chavez by the Bush White House 4 years ago. More bad news for President Bush's nominee for U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. John R. Bolton, another former colleague, has come forward to say Undersecretary of State is bad news. A former U.S. Ambassador to Morocco, Frederick Vreeland, said in an email that Bolton has none of the qualities needed for that job. Vreeland went on to say that Bolton has all the qualities needed to harm the image and objectives in the U.N. and its affiliated international organizations. Vreeland concluded that if it is now U.S. policy not to reform the United Nations but to destroy it, then Bolton is our man. You're listening to AIR America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
The news is brought to you by Orkin Pest Control. Did you know that Training Magazine has named Orkin among its top 100 companies for training excellence? Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin Man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we're dealing with a busy drive right now. Southbound I-25 jammed back to Colfax because of an earlier crash just past 6th Avenue. Westbound I-70, watch for a wreck after Peoria. It's in the left lane and backing things up to Chambers. Then southbound 225 down to two lanes from Parker Road to Yosemite. That's for long-term construction, and it's bunching things up on your way toward the tech center. And we do have a new crash coming in westbound on the turnpike approaching Foothills Parkway. Looks like that's a three-car crash off to the shoulder. And crews are clearing a wreck at Highway 287 and Mineral. The Boulder forecast, today mostly sunny skies with highs near 60. Right now it's 39 degrees. Spoken English and American Sign Language are interwoven with music, dance, and storytelling in Big River, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn at the Buell Theater May 10th through the 22nd. Tickets are available at All King Supers online at denvercenter.org or call 303-893-4100. I'm Bailey, AM 7.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207. 1-800-447-0207.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Double your money and get things half-price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Your seat at Wright's free workshop. You'll receive several free gifts just for attending. So call now, 800-348-5951.
We created conflict, suffering. We squandered lives, broken treaties, destroyed the United States. We've accomplished persistent poverty, poverty, poverty.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
What you see now is we've got a man in the White House who has opened the door to his rich friends and just wants to loot the Treasury.
This is politics at its finest.
This is where the rubber meets the road.
On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Here we go. Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Jay Marvin, glad to be here. Partly cloudy today, a high of around 56. AM 760 Boulders, Progressive Talk, talk radio for the rest of us. We were talking last hour about this Altered Family Leave Act. Now let's talk about kids snitching at 303-713-7600. There has always been a bad connotation towards those who snitch or narc. Remember they used to use that term? They used that term, John, when you went to school? You narc somebody out?
Narc is the term.
Yeah, snitch or narc somebody out. Well, check this out.
Narc, snitch, rat.
Students are rewarded for tattling in school. For a growing number of students, the easiest way to make a couple hundred dollars has nothing to do with chores or after-school jobs and everything to do with informing on classmates. Tragedies like last month's deadly shooting at Red Lake, Minnesota school have prompted more schools to offer cash and other prizes, including pizza and premium parking spots to students who report classmates who carry guns, drugs, or alcohol, or commit vandalism or otherwise break school rules. For kids of that age, it's hard for them to tell on their peers. This gives them an opportunity to step up if they know something that will help us make an arrest. This is according to James Kitchen, an assistant school superintendent in Houston County, Georgia, where earlier this month they started offering rewards of up to $100 for reporting relatively minor crimes like vandalism or theft, and $500 for information about crimes or plans for crimes involving guns. Critics call them snitches or snitch programs, saying they are a knee-jerk reaction to student violence. Some education professionals fear such policies would create a climate of distrust in the schools and turn students against each other. All right, I'm interested to see where you weigh in on this at 303-713-7600. Do you think we ought to pay kids to snitch on other kids? After all, we went through Columbine here. We just got through with the whole thing with Red Lake, Minnesota. Should we be paying kids to snitch on other kids? About 2,000 schools and colleges from Honolulu to Palm Beach County, Florida, have adopted student Crime Stopper programs like Houston County, according to the nonprofit Crime Stoppers USA, which began helping schools set up such programs back in 1983. Most schools offer an anonymous phone line or a school drop box for tips. Rewards range from cash to gift certificates to free parking passes. Elsewhere in Georgia, Model High School in Rome, Georgia, uses the proceeds from its candy and soda sales to pay students up to $100 for tips about drugs, weapons, and other crimes on campus. All right, so do you favor this idea, yes or no? Let's go to Mike in Aurora. Mike, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good idea? Yes or no?
I think it's a bad idea. I think it's a good way to get a kid killed. I think either killed or beat up really bad. And if Columbine hasn't taught us all a lesson, certainly this is a dumb idea. And it's just asking for a kid to get beat up or possibly killed.
So you wouldn't want it enacted where your kid went to school?
No, no. In fact, my kid was in Aurora Hills, and I pulled him out and put him in Cherry Creek just because of the gang problem that they have there at Aurora Hills. It's just terrible, and the school here fails to recognize that they even have a gang problem.
Hmm. Well, what do you say, though, about critics who say in this day and age, with all of the things that go on at schools, that they need the information?
I think if they want to go that route, then the best thing to do is have a suggestion box or whatever they want to call it box where people can take and write down stuff on a piece of paper anonymously and stick it in there, and I think that would be the best way to go rather than have them identify it.
I think they reward the kids, but I think they're quiet and confidential about it, about who gave what information. But, of course, kids have a habit of talking, too, so you would have a situation of like, well, where did you get the parking pass?
Yeah,
you know,
well,
why are you parking in a better place than the rest of us?
I think the best thing to do is have a suggestion box where they can, if they hear something or they know something's happening, rather than identifying themselves and putting themselves on the spot and risking their life and possibly their family's life, I think the best thing to do is have a suggestion box where they can write it down on a piece of paper, stick it in there, and then have somebody check it every day. And I think that'd be the best way to go. It would work.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. 303-713-7600. Does anybody out there think this is a good idea? Because the word snitch is a pejorative term. Or rat, or fink, or narc. But do you think we're in a situation in this day and age now where we need to pay kids to get information from them about what's going on at school? Are we in that situation? And is snitching a good idea? Now, I remember from being in school, there was always immense pressure not to tell and not to snitch and not to say anything. Of course, I've also got to say that when I was in school, kids didn't bring guns to school. I mean, it's not like it is today. John and Greeley. John, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I know you were looking for somebody who agrees with this, but I don't. My fear is that the only kid who's going to know when somebody's going to do something violent is probably the bully who's, you know, provoking it.
You know, you don't think that they would tell other kids about their plans?
No, I think what happens is that, you know, the bully's provoking it. The kid says, you're going to get yours. You know, says something about, you're going to get hurt. And then you get the bully who goes in and turns them in. They find him with a gun on him. And the bully gets rewarded, and I think that would be one of the risks that needs to be looked at with that.
So you'd definitely be against the idea.
Yeah. The only other thing, though, is I think that it does align itself with common community crime stoppers. You know, how often do we see anything, a reward for, you know, information leading to arrest in our community? So I kind of got a little bit of back and forth, but I just think there's a lot of risk, and I agree with the previous caller, anonymity. For the student, snitching is ultimately the most important thing. That if we're going to get information from students, they have to remain anonymous. Otherwise, they are in great danger. So, and I work for a school district, so I totally believe that, and I agree with the gang mentality and stuff. Kids are going to get hurt if they know who snitched them out. So,
all right, John. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Now, as adults, it's okay to snitch, right? If you're an adult, it's all right to snitch. Like, we encourage adults to come forward and say, tell, hey, did you see what went on here? Anybody having any information about this, come forward? But we don't want to encourage that as kids. So is the idea of snitching right or wrong and paying snitches, paying kids in school, rewarding them for tattling on other callers? Let's go to Nikki in Erie. Nikki, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, I definitely do not think that they should get paid for another reason, and that'd be, I think we're sending them the wrong message about money and why you're doing the right thing. It's, are you doing this because you're trying to help people and you want school to be safe, or are you doing it just because you want money? And I don't think that's a good message. And also, are you going to get honesty? Some people will do anything for money, no matter how much it is, and they might give you questionable information because of the fact that they're getting money for it.
So you're against paying them because you think it sends the wrong message. What message do you think it sends?
I think it's not necessarily sending the wrong message, it's just giving them the chance to do something that's not maybe wholesome. You know, it's like, I'm only going to do this if I'm going to get paid for it. I think I'd like my child to do something because it's the right thing to do, not just because they're going to get money out of it. Because beyond school, there's a lot of things in life that people are going to do things for money that aren't necessarily the good thing, and just for the love of money. And we should teach them to do things because it's the right thing to do, and it'll help other people, and not because they're getting paid for it.
Right.
Then they might just expect money for anything. If I'm not willing to do this for you, if I get money, you know.
All right, Nikki, very well said. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
All right, that frees up a line at 303-713-7600. All right, I want to know how many of you have kids. How many of you have sat down and talked to your kids about snitching? Or about telling what they know? And do you encourage them to snitch? See, even snitch has a bad connotation to it. Do you encourage them to speak up if they see something or they know or have knowledge of a wrong?
Hey, Jay, real quick, don't you think the schools would have given it a different name instead of the snitch program? You know, like maybe school safety awareness or something, you know, anything else.
Well, they do.
Besides
they give it,
snitch.
They do. They call it Crime Stoppers.
The quote I saw in the paper said some of them are calling them snitch programs. And they're teaching it in some of these classes, which I just think is ridiculous because nobody wants to be involved in it.
Well, I wonder what parents teach their kids about this. I mean, if you're a parent out there, what do you tell your kids about this? Like, if you see something wrong, speak up? What's the difference between speaking up when you see something wrong or you know something is going to go on and snitching? 303-71...
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678. 1-800-765-5678.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15th. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
Hey,
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Mid-America Mortgage, 303-399-0276. That's 399-0276. They'll do it right the first time.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk presents Randy Rhodes.
I thought that the symbol of justice was the scale with balance. Remember that?
Hi, Randy. I am a faithful listener, and I want to tell you, you're one of the smartest women I know. You argue with facts.
I love you. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Who's taking a dump on the Constitution now?
Randy Rhodes, weekday afternoons 4 to 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
21 minutes after 8, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I walk the line because you're mine. Partly cloudy, high of 56 today. All right, we're talking about snitching or being a fink. Or ratting somebody out, and whether schools should pay kids to do it. For a growing number of students, the easiest way to make a couple $100 has nothing to do with chores or after-school jobs. It has everything to do with informing on classmates. Critics call them snitch programs, saying they are knee-jerk reaction to student violence. Some education professionals fear such policies could create a climate of distrust in the schools and turn students against each other. So do you favor these or are you against it? 303-713-7600. And if you have kids, how do you talk to your kids? What's the difference between being a snitch and speaking up? Let's go to Derek in Broomfield. Derek, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi, Derek. What do you think?
Okay. First, I can give you the difference between being a snitch and speaking up about something right away. I went to military school, so I got a good perspective on this. Speaking up against something would be witnessing something you've got a moral objection to that you don't agree with, and you just have to tell someone. Now, I don't particularly agree with going and ratting that kid out. But, you know, if you don't sleep well at night and it's something that's really bugging your conscience, yes, talk up. Snitching, on the other hand, if you are with a group of friends and you're the only one of those that gets caught and they tell you, let us know who else was in on this, and you get to go free, that was snitching. And that was like an unheard of, unspoken rule. You never did that at my military school. There was repercussions on it.
Like what would happen to you?
Oh, gosh, we got beat with bars of soap, golf clubs, whatever we could find.
For what, for snitching?
Oh, yeah. For ratting out your buddies that you got in trouble with? Your loyalty's got to lie somewhere. And it's an us versus them society in military school.
But what happens, what happens if you saw something, though, that you thought was wrong?
Firstly, I would keep my mouth shut. My father gave me the best piece of advice, keep your eyes and ears open and your mouth shut. Now, I know that, in fact, it happened to me personally. I had witnessed a kid that went AWOL, and I didn't call back to school and tell them that he was, and I ended up getting in trouble that night because they told me, you knew this cadet was AWOL, why didn't you report it to the authorities? And I told them, I'm not an officer, I'm just a petty officer. I don't have that kind of authority or responsibility, much less I don't really care. It's my problem to return this kid in. And they gave me this, read me the riot act about how my generation just has a lack of personal responsibility. And, you know, I sat there and went one ear out the other because my father had always raised me that he would be way more upset with me if I had ratted out a kid to save my own butt than if I had taken the heat for it and gone down with it.
All right, so the bottom line is, you would be, what would you tell your kids?
I would tell my son or daughter, come to me about it. You know, tell me what it is. If I think it's, if you really feel that strongly about it, that you need to say something, and you're not saving your own butt just to draw the heat off of you, absolutely talk up.
But as isn't that a form of snitching?
Well, but you're not, in a sense, that would be, that's where the kind of, you have to differentiate, is if there's a group of people there that you were also involved with, or if this is just a non-biased, you saw, you know, some kid spray painting a wall or whatever. Yeah, that would be a form of snitching, and I wouldn't agree with it. I would tell my kids don't say anything, but, you know, that'd just be the way I would raise my kids. But as far as the schools implementing these snitch programs, the Harper Valley Pupil Protection Program,
right?
I would exploit that system worse than delay at the House Ethics Committee. And I would, every, you know, in any high school, you know who the bad kids are and who the good kids are. And if I needed a quick buck, I'd plant a bag of pot on some kid's locker that I knew was into that and go clean up the reward.
Huh. What a... What a less than honest guy. Touche, man. Great call.
Thank you for your time. Take care.
All right. John in Longmont. John, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Yeah, I think that last caller had the best idea where, you know, have the kids come to the parents and talk it out and let them decide, you know, because I'm projecting a little bit, but I'm the guy who's with two other buddies sharing a beer under Too Scared.
You know, snitch depends on which side of the transaction you are standing on, whether you're a snitch or not, Jay.
All right, do you think schools ought to pay kids for that information?
No, because I think that's something you ought to do because it's the right thing to do. You know, I did it because I thought someone was going to get themselves killed.
All right, but these schools, for instance, in Georgia, are paying kids and giving them rewards for coming forward and disclosing this information.
Yeah, that is only going to get somebody hurt. You know, no matter how careful you try to make such a thing anonymous, kids can't shut up about something like that. All right?
Yeah.
And so it's going to be found out which kid ratted for money, you know, especially if it's something like narking someone out on, you know, on a couple of joints. That's going to get found out. And when it does get found out, that person's going to be made to pay for it. And I don't think that's going to be pretty.
All right, Ben, appreciate the call, man.
You take care, sir.
All right. Let's go to Christy in Denver. Christy, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Christy.
It's interesting to me. I'm a big fan of the It Takes a Village. And I think
right.
Everyone should be a part of that. And I have two kids, and my son's been in kindergarten this year. And he went into kindergarten with this innate sense of justice. He's sort of a tattler. If he saw, you know, somebody says a bad word, like mama, or somebody, he's quick to say, that's wrong. And they have absolutely smashed that out of him in kindergarten. They're constantly saying, don't tattle. This isn't any of your business.
Mm.
And it's been real interesting to me to see that his sense of justice has sort of changed, that now when he sees something, it scares him and he may back away from it, but he's no longer standing up going, that's wrong. And I think that's sort of a problem in our society. We don't have enough people standing up and saying, that's really wrong, and I have a problem with that.
And I wonder why we have this going on in our society.
I don't know. I'm at a loss.
I mean, are we encouraged as kids not to tell?
Truly. I mean, they definitely are. They definitely are encouraged not to tell.
Well, there's a bad connotation to the word snitch.
And I know in elementary school they call it tattling, and tattling is just one of the worst. Tattling is worse than the offense that you saw being done. You may have witnessed bullying, but tattling about the bullying is worse. And I'm at the school all the time going, you know, that isn't this backwards?
Yeah, shouldn't it be the other way around?
I mean, these are just little ones who are just trying to make sure that their play place is safe and keep their friends safe. And trying to, you know, make this a nice environment to be in, especially when you're a little kid. And by the time you get in high school, you know, the one guy mentions you smoke a joint, what's the big deal, or having a beer behind the, you know, underneath the stadium seats. But that's not the way high school is anymore. They're taking ecstasy. They're doing funkier stuff than I think has been done before. And we have really unstable kids in some schools.
So you think it's okay to snitch?
Or
maybe we should call it something else.
Yeah, I don't think it's snitching. I really don't. I, I, I consider it a form of justice. I think we should all watch each other's back. And if you see someone participating in a dangerous activity, in a way, if you care for that person at all, or if you care for your friends that may be around that person, it's your duty to make sure that that's stopped and that those people are safe. It's a safety issue to me.
So it would be my duty to turn somebody in?
Yeah. Yeah. It would. And I know if my kid was doing it, if my kid's doing something, I can't be with them every day. And I know a lot of teenagers, and they're not always honest. I mean, some teenagers will tell me stuff that I know they're not telling their folks. And as a parent, I really want to know that information.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Christy, what an interesting call.
Well, thank you.
Oh, appreciate you calling. Call again.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up at 8:43 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Is there a difference between telling and snitching, and should kids be given rewards for informing? Yes or no? Coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll talk about a brand-new march that is going to support Ward Churchill. And, of course, we'll open the phones to talk about anything that you want to talk about, which we always do after 9 o'clock here. Meanwhile, we're talking about this snitching or informing, and I got a line open at 303-7.
The new Lyle Chevrolet says go east and pay the least. For a limited time, each new car or truck sold will receive a 75,000-mile extended warranty at no cost. The new Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or visit us at LynnLyleChevy.com. The new Lyle Chevrolet says go east and pay the lease. I'm Dan Johnson, general manager, and after 28 years in business, I can assure you we have the lowest overhead. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have low prices. Just give us a try, and for a limited time, we will give you for no cost a 75,000-mile extended warranty on every new car or truck we sell. That's twice the security for a better price. So go east and pay the lease. And see me, Dan Johnson, at the new Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or visit us at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Jane and her husband would love to hear these sounds every day, but it's unlikely they'll be able to have a baby of their own without the help of an egg donor. Perhaps you could help. The Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine is looking for egg donors to help Jane and her husband and hundreds of other Denver couples who dream of having a baby. If you're a healthy female between 19 and 32, a non-smoker, and you know your family medical history, you may be eligible to become a donor. In just over 10 years, the Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine Egg Donor Program has helped more than 1,000 couples have healthy, happy babies. All egg donors are assured a safe and pleasant experience. In addition, if you're a donor, you'll be compensated with $5,000 for your time and commitment. Please help make a dream come true. For more information, visit our website at colo-eggdonor.com. That's colo-eggdonor.com, or call 303-788-8300. 788-8300.
To right here at home. In over 40 countries, Save the Children is committed to seeing children survive and thrive through health.
Because the way that they get treated. They got great people working there, like Johnny and Jason Mays, Gerard Menard, Spanky, Tom and Marvin Al Shearer, Steve Bickford, Fred Labrato, Colby and the Tower of Power. It's the people that make Rockies great, as well as their vast selection of cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs. Plus, you get a worry-free protection program for any vehicle you buy, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection, and they'll let you see Carfax, which will give you the total and complete history of any vehicle you're looking at. And they've got every vehicle you can think of there. So Rockies is the place to go. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're great people. And Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sir, you want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown to 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
To snitch out other kids in school. 303-731-7600, 303-731-7600, and let's get back on the phones. And we go to Dave in Boulder. Dave, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello, yeah, I might cut out. I'm on the cell phone. I just wanted to say that I'm real concerned when you start paying for it that kids will be drumming up business. They'll be fabricating things to snitch on.
Yeah, that's a possibility, but I would assume they don't get paid unless it, unless it is verified.
Well, I would hope so, but in the meantime, their victim would be going through hell. I'm sure.
All right, so I take it you're against it.
I'm against the paying. I'm absolutely for having kids understand when they need to speak out to protect themselves and their friends. But I am against paying for it.
All right. I appreciate it, man. Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Colby in Longmont. Colby, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning.
Hi.
I've got a couple of problems with some of the previous callers. The gentlemen that were basically telling their kids that they shouldn't snitch, and then they kind of backed up and said, well, they should make a determination between the heavy stuff and the light stuff. They're asking the kids to make judgments, and those kids don't have the capability of making those judgments right now. And one of the most important things we have to do as parents is instill in our kids a code of ethics and give them the sense of peace that comes from having a code of ethics that's internal instead of external. So what I have a problem with is asking the kids to decide what to snitch about and what not to snitch about. Instead of having the schools pay the kids for information, how about having them pay the parents for the information and then having the parents foster an open relationship with their kids where the kids feel safe in telling them anything?
Hmm. Well, you know, that sounds pretty reasonable to me.
I mean, we've got a society where we lie to our wives, we lie to our bosses, we lie to other people, and we feel justified in doing this, and it all comes from how we were raised. If you have more open...
Well, we were always raised to tell little white lies, because our parents told little white lies, right?
Right, but that can cause problems, especially in relationships. I see this a lot with some of the people that I know. And if you're able to be open and honest, then with someone that you feel safe with, i.e. your parents or your spouse later on in life, then everything turns out a lot better. But the parents need to be the ones making the judgment calls as far as whether or not to report it to the school. And they're much better equipped to do that.
All right, so the bottom line for you would be?
Bottom line is paying the kids is a bad idea. Encouraging the parents to let them know what's going on with their kids and encouraging the parents to talk to their kids to find out is probably a good idea. And I understand the school's frustration in finding out information on things that are happening, but I think they're going about it the wrong way.
All right. Hey, man, great call. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's go to Rudy in Fort Collins. Rudy, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi. I'd like to start off by first saying that I believe wholeheartedly in the retribution of the victim. But the point I'd like to make is that it seems like, let's say this program works without being abused. All it's going to do is like, if you were to look at the results over time, you would see the same kids are getting in trouble for misbehaving. And if that's the case, then it seems to me that we're focusing on the wrong side of the issue. It seems like, okay, we're having a problem in our schools, and so our solution to the problem is going to be we're going to try and get the rest of the kids to snitch
you know, to tell on their fellow classmates. But when the real issue is that their fellow classmates, kids that are misbehaving and doing wrong things, are doing wrong things, and we need to focus instead, ask the questions, why are they doing this, and try and solve the problem instead of just the symptom.
I do follow you, and I think the way you have what you have to say has a lot of merit to it. Maybe a two-pronged approach of trying to understand why kids would do what they do. But also, what do you do if a kid brings a gun to school?
Okay, well, that's kind of like what I was talking about with, like, victims and a victimless crime. Like, if someone's, like, smoking a joint or doing something that where it's really only detrimental to themselves, then that wouldn't be something that, you know, I would go out and snitch on them for. But, of course, if they're bringing a gun to school or if they're harassing a fellow classmate or even if they're just, like, speaking out against, like, discriminating against, like, race or sex or religion against another classmate, that, of course, is wrong. And you would, like, I know I would feel like I would have to step up, maybe not to the authorities in the school, but at least, like, me myself, step up to the student and be like, hey, what's going on? Why are you thinking like this? You know, what's going on in your life that is compelling you to do this? Bring a gun to school. That's insane, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
We jump too fast to just go and tell the authorities. Instead, we need to think, you know, that's my fellow human, and why is he acting that way? You know, we have to think of it on that human level and try and solve the problem that exists in their heart and in their mind rather than just say, okay, you're going to do that, so we're going to suspend you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's not so much of a deterrent as it's just like pushing those kids out of the school. And then there's the potential for abuse all across the board with the money involved. Anytime anyone needs any money, they can just rat someone out for something they didn't even do. You know, that's where I see, like, something could go really wrong with the system.
All right, Rudy, thanks, man. Great call.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Zoe in Denver. Zoe, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi there.
You got like a minute and a half.
Okay, I think your last caller had a great idea in the taking it to the person. I think that's something that we don't teach our children enough is that respect for another person, to take it to them and say, hey, this is what you're doing is wrong. I don't think it's a good idea. You know, let's talk about it. Maybe we can find another solution before they go to someone else. You know, I mean, in a work situation, you don't want someone telling on you or, you know, and going to the boss without directing the problem to you first.
Right, that's true.
I don't think we're teaching our children that respect that they need to take up an issue with the person themselves before going to other authorities.
So we teach them to work it out between themselves before they go to the authorities.
Definitely. And as a last resort, I think that should always be an option. You know, I mean, if there's no other way to remedy it, then, yeah, go to the authorities, go to whoever's in charge and discuss it with them. But, you know, at least give the person the respect to discuss it with them first.
All right. What happens if a kid brings a gun to school? Would you encourage others to speak up?
I think I'd encourage them to get their friends together and go to that person and say, hey, what are you doing?
And not tell the authorities?
Maybe not right off the bat. Maybe it would be something that you would try to get it away from them or, you know, discuss it with them and tell them to go home. And then maybe mention it to the authorities later.
Okay, what about dealing drugs?
I think that's a sketchy one. I mean, I think that kids do a lot of things they shouldn't do in school. And I think that, you know, as you're going to the authorities and you know for sure that that's what they're doing, that might be an okay option, you know.
All right.
I think you have to be aware that it could be a rumor.
All right, Zola. All right, Zola. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Okay, great one. All right, all good calls on this topic.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207. 1-800-447-0207.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678. 1-800-765-5678.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure, you want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar, it's a website with half price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15th. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
A SmartFit Home Equity Account can get you to your next stage.
Ah!
Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank and A member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Al Franken. I'm the next Al Franken. Newsweek's Michael Isikoff is officially Michael Pisikoff because he's so mad
about John Bolton.
Collagen office at 303-447-9000.
That has heightened, however, concerns among American officials about the political stalemate. Compounding those concerns are continued attacks on American soldiers, like yesterday's federal attack in northwest Baghdad, in which one American soldier was killed after his vehicle was hit by a roadside bomb. U.S. military has expended a ton of energy in its pursuit of terrorist mastermind Abu Musab al-Zarqawi almost since the start of the war in Iraq 2 years ago. In that time, there have been instances the military has come close to putting him away. There's word this morning that one of such occasions happened in February 20th of this year near the town of Ramadi. Reports say al-Zarqawi was headed to a top-secret meeting on that day, but managed to escape an American military roadblock on the way to the meeting, just after a truck he was riding in turned around to avoid the U.S. military. Reports say al-Zarqawi's truck sped off, and at one point Iraq's most wanted fugitive jumped out underneath an overpass to avoid being seen. Despite the loss, Marines say they were able to snatch his computer and about $104,000 worth of euros. Former Iranian President Ali Akbar Hashmi Rafsanjani says he's interested in running for the presidency once again on June 17th in a bid to choose a successor to President Mohammad Khatami. Rafsanjani says he's preoccupied and thought about making a second run for the presidency. He was president of Iran between 1989 and 1997. Khatami is constitutionally barred from running a third term. Rafsanjani is currently the head of the powerful Expediency Council. Syria's 29-year military presence in Lebanon ended today, with Syrian soldiers flashing victory signs crossed back over the border, completing a withdrawal brought about by international pressure and massive Lebanese street protests. At a farewell ceremony near their shared border, a Syrian commander told Lebanese troops, "Brothers in arms, so long." The brothers responded, "So long." A commander of Lebanese soldiers then addressed his words to the Syrians, saying, "Brothers in arms, thank you for your sacrifices." His soldiers repeated, "Thank you for your."
This is brought to you by Orkin Pest Control.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Or visit their website at ipfunding.com. Investment Property Funding, where their goal is to help you reach yours.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, things are starting to look a little better after a busy morning, but we still have a few things to deal with. Westbound I-70, jammed from 225 because of an earlier crash just past Peoria. Southbound I-25, looking real good coming out of the Thornton North Glen area. Then we're slow in both directions through downtown and T-Rex. Eastbound 6th Avenue, still heavy from Sheridan over to Federal, and crews have cleared to crash westbound on the Turnpike approaching McCaslin. Actually, approaching Foothills Parkway, we're still a little slow from McCaslin, is what I'm trying to say. The Boulder forecast today, mostly sunny skies with highs near 60. Right now, it's 41 degrees. How'd you like to get away without going away? Living in Vista Ridge is like living in a five-star resort. Golf, tennis, swimming, and more, all within walking distance. Home from the mid-100s to more than 1 million. On the web at VistaRidge.net. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Here's the thing.
Ed Schultz.
When there's no other news on, or when organizations are lazy, all they have to do is talk to some attorney or somebody from court TV, and it's an easy six-minute fill.
They're making a career from it now.
Invesco Field at Mile High. For tickets, go to inspirationdenver.com or call 303-398-1122.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world.
Good morning. It's 9:05, 5 minutes after 9, partly cloudy, a high of around 56. We generally open the phones at 9 o'clock, talk about anything you want to talk about, and we'll get to that at 303-713-7600. But before we do that, we'll talk to Jed Kennison, who is a CU student and an organizer of the Four Directions March in support of Ward Churchill. And, Jed, good morning and welcome to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Thank you.
All right, talk a little bit about what the Four Directions March is all about.
Okay, the Four Directions March is an event that a group called Transport Columbus Day sponsors right before the Columbus Day protest every year. It's a broad-based alliance of groups that are mostly based around Denver that sponsor this thing, and it's trying to bring together the spirit of all nations, of all people, of all colors, to converge in a way that celebrates culture, celebrates the good things in life rather than war and the things that divide us.
All right, and where's this march going to be held?
It's at CU Boulder today. We have actually four different starting locations on campus. The north start point is Mackey Auditorium, and we're asking people to wear red for that. The east start point is Folsom Stadium. We're asking people to wear yellow. The south start point is the UMC Terrace, and that's white. And the west start point is the south side of Hale Building, which is right by Broadway, and we're asking people to wear black.
And this is in support of Ward Churchill, correct?
In support of Ward Churchill, and it's broader than that. There's been a lot of racialization happening of Ward Churchill in the media that sets very dangerous historical precedents for this sort of thing, the way they've sort of been able to isolate him as having to prove his ethnic identity before a committee to see whether he's hired or fired. And also, you know, it's a response to a lot of the racism that's gone on campus, which we feel might have been coming out of the way the media has done this award.
When you say racism on campus, give us some examples of that.
Yeah, I mean, we've had probably a dozen instances of students, white students calling people of color racial slurs. We've had things written on walls. We've had all sorts of really horrible, degrading stuff happen on the CU campus. People are calling each other that. There was one incident where actually a white student called another student the N-word in the middle of class three times in front of like a 300-person class. So this stuff is intolerable.
All right, what time does all of this start?
The march itself, from those four different starting points, starts at 6 o'clock. We're going to be converging upon Norland Quad, which is right in front of Norland Library, at 6:30 for speakers.
And who are some of the speakers that are going to be there?
We're going to have Ward Churchill himself, Natsu Saito. We're going to have Glenn Spagnuolo, who's faced a lot of controversy recently for going on the air talking about Ward Churchill.
Right.
You know that story. And we have several members of the Ethnic Studies faculty. We're hoping to have representatives from other departments on campus. We have students speaking. We have some people from the community speaking. It should be really good. We have music going. It should be really good.
All right, Jed, thank you so much, and good luck to you tonight. It all starts at 6 o'clock, correct?
Yeah, and please come. It should be great.
All right, thanks. There's Jed Kennison, CU student and organizer of the Four Directions March in support of Ward Churchill and against some of the racist activities that have been going on at CU. All right, let's open the phones here now, 303-713-7600. If you want to talk about, if you want to continue to talk about snitching, you can do that or anything else that may be on your mind. It doesn't make any difference what it is that you want to talk about. Some of the stories we did not get to this morning is that senators make a compromise to end the impasses on judges. We did talk about that a little bit with Ed Schultz this morning. If you missed that interview, it'll be up on the website. Later on this afternoon, Ed was on with us at 7:05 this morning. Somebody else has come forward to make a comment about John R. Bolton. John R. Bolton clashed repeatedly with an American intelligence officials in 2002 and 2003 as he sought to deliver warnings about Syrian efforts to acquire unconventional weapons that the Central Intelligence Agency and other experts rejected as exaggerated, according to a former intelligence official. So there's a little bit of mud on Bolton again. There's more people coming forward. Ultimately, the former intelligence official said most of what Mr. Bolton, then Undersecretary of State, said publicly about Syria hewed to the limits on which the CIA and other agencies had insisted. but they said that the prolonged and heated disputes over Mr. Bolton's proposed remarks were unusual within government and that they reflected what one former senior official called a pattern in which Mr. Bolton sought to push his public assertions beyond the views endorsed by intelligence agencies. So it's just clear as can be to me that the Bolton is not fit to be the ambassador to the UN. 303-713-7600. Let's get back on the phones. We go to Cindy in Bailey. Cindy, thanks for hanging on. You're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, Cindy.
I wanted to make a comment about the snitch situation. We as a society really have a tendency to swing the pendulum from one extreme to another, and I do think this is kind of dangerous, paying kids to snitch. I don't have a problem with kids telling when they see something that's not right or they hear about some plan to harm another child, something like that. And I do think it's kind of a situation where the parents need to be involved. You need to get your kid to open up to you and tell you what's going on at school. And then the parents can help the child make the decision as to whether or not you go to the school. Is it severe enough for that? Or should you handle it with the parent of the other child? You know, if you see them smoking a cigarette, smoking pot, whatever, maybe it's best to handle that parent to parent. But I don't agree with the one woman that said that if a kid brings a gun to school, you should have your kid and other friends confront the kid and try to get him to not do that. I think that's severe enough. But no, this needs to be handled by going directly to the principal of the school. But we do have a tendency to overreact and go from one extreme to another, and it takes a while before you find the center. I do think it's dangerous to pay kids for stuff like that, and you just
Just out of curiosity, why do you think it's dangerous to pay kids?
Because kids will make things up. Now I understand you're saying that it may be a situation where they only pay out if the story pans out.
Yeah, they only pay if the story pans out.
Yeah, and I guess to some degree I could agree with going along with something like that, but it is really important that be stressed, that you've got to have the facts to back you up. You only have to remember back during the Salem witch trials that kids were turning in their teachers as being witches just so they could get rid of a teacher they didn't like.
Yeah.
And so they do have a tendency to make stuff up just to get back at someone or to get someone they don't like in trouble, which is an adult thing, too. You only have to look at the right wing to see that.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It makes me a little bit uncomfortable paying kids for that kind of information. I do think they ought to be offering it up willingly. But I encourage my son not to run every time somebody says a bad word or whatever to the teacher. But yeah, if you see somebody bullying or if someone bullies you, go directly to the teacher and let them know that this is happening. You know, run into them every time someone says, damn it, you know, is extreme. But,
you know, it would seem with the shadow of Columbine hanging over our heads from 6 years ago, it seems to me that parents would be talking to their kids about these issues.
Yeah, you wish that they would, and unfortunately I think parents have become so disconnected with their children. It's hard for me to imagine not knowing that your kid's building bombs in your house.
Yeah, really.
That's just a little weird to me, and I think I would be on top of that.
But there are parents that are totally disconnected from their kids.
Absolutely, absolutely, and it's a shame, and what society does about that, you know, it's hard to say. But there is a fine line that you walk between overreacting to a situation and doing the right thing, and I do think that as society so often just goes from one extreme to the other and just totally overreacts, and we really need in this situation to find that center and to find it as quickly as possible.
All right,
so
Cindy.
That you can protect the kids and then not take away their liberties as well.
All right, great call. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Take care. All right, that frees up a line at 303-713-7600. It's open now, and anything you want to talk about, anything that we did earlier this morning, or anything that may be on your mind, all you got to do is get up off your half moons, get plugged in, don't suck free energy off the radio. We'll come back.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-4231. 1-800-400-4231. That's 1-800-400-4231.
Healthier. For more information, visit Clorox.com. Always use as directed. Clorox. Cleaner world, healthier lives.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 918, 18 minutes after 9. Partly cloudy, a high of around 56. And the phones are open at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine. I cited this earlier in the morning. In the 7 o'clock hour with Ed Schultz, and we'll talk about it tomorrow a little bit if you want to talk about it this morning, too. That's okay. Two-thirds of Americans oppose changing the rules to make it easier for Republican leaders to win confirmation of President Bush's court nominees, according to the latest Washington Post-ABC News poll. GOP leaders are pressing for the rules changes to prohibit the use of filibusters to block judicial nominees and have stepped up their criticism of Democrats for using the tactic on some of Bush's nominees to the federal appellate courts. This is from the Washington Post this morning. They say they are prepared to invoke what has become known as a nuclear option to ensure that Bush's nominees receive an up or down vote on the Senate floor. But the poll found 66% oppose the change, while only 26% support it. Republicans are split on the issue, with 48% support changing the rule and 46% opposing it. 80% of the Democrats and 70% of the independents oppose the change. The wide-ranging survey also recorded a decline in support for the centerpiece of Bush's Social Security plan, private personal accounts. despite the fact the president and other administration officials have been stumping the country as part of a 60-day blitz to mobilize support. The ABC poll found that the bare majority, 51%, now oppose such accounts, while only 45% support them. The poll also registered growing pessimism about the economy and continued concerns about U.S. involvement in Iraq. On a day when it became official today, actually it became official yesterday, that there are no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Charles Dulfer, the Iraqi survey group, CIA, says, can call off the search. The weapons ain't there. Well, they were never there in the first place. Let's go back to the phones and go to John in Littleton. John, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, John.
Hey, I'm with you every morning, man.
Appreciate it.
I love your show.
Thanks.
Hey, yesterday I called in about the Focus on the Family calling and doing surveys.
Right.
And I was so incensed by that and upset by them being so politically involved that I called Senator Salazar's office yesterday and got one of his aides, and his aides said that legally what they're doing they can do because they have a religious arm and they have a political arm in Focus of the Family. So them calling people and getting and doing surveys and soliciting money for political things, they can do legally, and Salazar's aware of it.
Boy, that just doesn't seem right, does it?
No, it doesn't. It absolutely does not. But Salazar did go further after all the stuff he got into with them and found out that what they're doing is legal under the PAC that they have, that they do have a separate account for political issues and a separate account for religious issues.
Mm.
And it's legal.
Boy, to me, that's just skirting the law. That's just getting around the loophole.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, that's the kind of people we're dealing with. I used to be a supporter of him, but they have gotten so radical.
When were you a supporter of his?
Oh, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. And many, many, many years ago, I'm talking about even 20 years ago, he was, you know, there were a lot of people that believed in a lot of the stuff that he put out. And I was one of them. But, boy, they have gotten so radical.
Well, what changed your mind? What issue changed your mind?
Their political involvement changed my mind. I don't believe political and religious organizations ought to be involved with political topics. I believe in the Constitution and the separation of church and state, and that's what changed my mind.
Hmm.
I mean, you look back in history, and anytime churches get involved in politics, things go wrong.
Yeah, but you know, most churches are involved in politics in one way or another. Look at the Catholic Church is heavily involved.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And sometimes for the betterment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Sometimes for the betterment, sometimes for the worse. I'm scary of this new pope that they have.
You are? You're worried about him?
Oh, yeah.
Too conservative for you?
I think he's too much of a Bush supporter. Absolutely. I think he's going to hit things in the wrong direction.
Boy, I hope you're not right about that. Thanks, yep. John. Appreciate the call.
Yep, you bet.
All right, well, the new pope is kind of conservative. It's very conservative, as a matter of fact. Let's go to Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hi, Van.
Hi. Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, basically this whole debate boils down to, do we change rules that have been in place for 200 years in order to, you know, for the Republicans to pursue power?
Yeah, you're talking about the filibuster now.
Exactly. I mean, you know, we can either change the rules in order to pursue power, or we can keep the rules in place and try to keep the checks and balances in place to make this a strong country.
And it looks like Harry Reid's going to broker a compromise.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, and I'm happy to see it. But I mean, I think that even the compromise, I think we should have pushed this, because I think that, you know, the Republicans to do things that are more and more, you know, I just think un-American in a really basic way.
Oh, did we lose you?
Dip down in Colorado, you know, talk about, you know, kind
of. Oh, your cell phone's fading out, man. We lost him. The cell phone took its toll. on Van. Yeah, it does look like Harry Reid's going to work out a compromise so that they won't have to go through the nuclear option. And the Democrats won't have to shut down the government. But I wonder if the whole, you know, and I'll ask this of a guest tomorrow when we talk about it. I wonder if the whole filibuster situation I wonder if it's going to blow up in their faces. I wonder if it's going to blow up in their faces like Terry Schiavo blew up in their face. And whether they're going to find themselves on the wrong end of this argument as well. As they have found themselves on the wrong end of the delay argument, they have found themselves on the wrong end of the Terry Schiavo case. I mean, things are just not going well for the neocons these days. Fritzy in Denver, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Hey, first of all, I wanted to tell you, I look forward to every Monday morning because I know you're going to be back on the air.
Well, thanks.
Anyway, I wanted to direct you to a website or that's called truthout.org.
Oh, yeah, I get their everyday mailers.
Well, today they came up with an editorial, Rogue Revolution, Bash, Break, and Borrow. And it's what's the plan for the Constitution, goes along with your last caller and actually the one before that. The plan is just to break the Constitution, and they don't want compromise. Says in there today, if a Democrat should make the White House, the Republican Congress will force the country into a recession because they will refuse to go ahead with anything. And I'll tell you what, this whole, it's an editorial, actually. And
is it by William Pitt Rivers?
No. Newhouse, I think, is his name. But he works for Truth Out. It's not by Rivers. But I was reading this, and I'm just, it goes back to totally breaking the Constitution and Karl Rove's plan for doing this, and they do not want compromise. I know I heard last night on Air America, one of your newscasts said that Democrat leadership had come up with a plan.
Yeah, Harry Reid.
Yeah.
Harry Reid has come up with a plan to broker an idea to let a couple of judges be confirmed.
Yeah, but this, or whatever it was, they did not want compromise. They want 100% or nothing at all. And I'll tell you, this editorial, it really opened my mind. I think because it tied all the pieces together, finally, for me, in
all
what
right.
was happening.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jay.
Sure, Fritzy. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. All right, that opens up a line at 303-713-7600. There's also another story out there that we didn't get to this morning. We've talked about it plenty of times in the past. Senate OK's workplace gay discrimination ban. And I'll talk about that a little bit coming up. At the state Senate yesterday gave final approval to a bill that would prohibit employers from discriminating against gays and lesbians. Why this? And not only here, but also in other states I've lived in, why this runs into opposition, I'll never know. Because you know discrimination does go on. And to me, it's like just ignoring the obvious. But there are states where this stuff's fought over. And people don't want it. They deny that to gays and low. Well, you know, they just don't have to be gay. That's all. They don't have to, you know, I mean, they can hide who they are. But, you know, being gay is a lot more than just having or talking about sex. Which always those people who are anti-gay, it seems like, it seems like that's all they want to focus in on. Is a sexual aspect of a gay relationship. 303-713-7600, more of your phone calls coming up. Coming up on 9:30 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, and we'll get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Things are clearing up after a busy morning. Southbound I-25 looks good coming out of the Thornton Northbound area. Then watch for a center lane stall. That's right near Colorado. We're bunching up southbound 225 on your way into the Tech Center and I-70 moving along fine. East and westbound between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. And Boulder Streets are looking pretty good as well. Foothills Parkway and Arapahoe are doing well. The diagonal on Highway 93 a little busy. And the Turnpike has recovered nicely from earlier accidents. The Boulder forecast today, sunny skies with highs near 60. Right now it's 44 degrees. Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Just stop by any one of your local Denver Toyota service centers. They have locations, hours.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Expensive parts, and the longer you wait, the more expensive the repairs will be. The inspection is free. The assurance is priced.
The new Lyle Chevrolet says go east and pay the least. For a limited time, each new car or truck sold will receive a 75,000-mile extended warranty at no cost. The new Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or visit us at LynnLyleChevy.com. The new Lyle Chevrolet says go east and pay the lease. I'm Dan Johnson, general manager, and after 28 years in business, I can assure you we have the lowest overhead. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have low prices. Just give us a try, and for a limited time, we will give you for no cost a 75,000-mile extended warranty on every new car or truck we sell. That's twice the security for a better price. So go east and pay the lease. And see me, Dan Johnson, at the new Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or visit us at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And ask them about Carfax. Many dealers charge for you to see Carfax. Rockies will show it to you absolutely free. Rockies. So drop by and see them. See my friend Doug Colby in the Tower of Power, or Spanky, or Tom and Marvin Al Shear, Steve Bickford, or Fred Labrado, or Gennard Menard. All the people at Rockies are there to help you out. Rockies is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Golf DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Intelligent Office at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:34 rather, 26 minutes in front of 10 o'clock on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's open phones here, anything you want to talk about, and we do 4 hours of open phones on Friday, 303-713-7600. Today is the end of Bush's 60-day, 60-stop tour to promote his Social Security plan, his dismantling of Social Security as we know it, and the latest ABC Gallup poll shows that, what do you think? Think people are buying it? No. The post-ABC poll found that a bare majority, 51%, now oppose such accounts, while 45% support him. So still not good news for the president. And he will never get it past the Senate and the House, thank God. 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones, and we go to Stefan in Denver. Stefan, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
Just fine. How are you?
Well, you know, I was just watching the news this morning, and I saw George Bush with the Saudis plotting a way to make our oil a little less expensive. So that made me really comfortable.
Yeah, any kind of conservancy plan at all, just to try to get the Saudis to pump more oil. And they say even if they do pump more oil, it won't help us because we can't refine it fast enough.
I guess so. It's weird to me how there's actually people left in this country, I guess, that can see Bush with the Saudis and actually think that Bush has a conflicting argument with them and is going to go down there and bring some kind of gung-ho attitude to them and kind of slap some reality into them and, you know, make them kind of take it easy on us. Who really thinks that their relationship has anything to do with Bush trying to help the poor Americans with, you know, making sure that oil, of all things, with Bush is cheaper for us, and humbly going to the Saudis to get some different kind of attitudes from them for it? Just so I think that photo op is actually going to backfire. In fact, I think everything that the Republican Party, for the first time in 5 years, is doing this month and last month and the month before that, oddly enough, is actually hurting them, and it's kind of really exciting.
I hope so. You know, the oil companies have made record profits this year.
It's so amazing. Yeah, and I think people are starting. The weird thing that I think has been going on this year, I think almost except for the election, people haven't been scared enough. I'm thinking enough for the Bush machine, think tank, whatever it is, that's been controlling the minds of at least 50% of the country for the last 4 years. People aren't scared. And so it seems like the ones who were ignorant enough, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to hold my tongue, to vote for Bush in this last election, because if you voted for him the first election, which I'm going to say this, which I told my mom to do, which I did.
You did? Why did you vote for him in the first election?
I don't know. Something was wrong. You know what it was? I really thought he was stupid. And for some reason, maybe it, you know, helped my ego, my own ego, to think, well, you know, if this guy can be president, I just see his spirit. When he talks, I just hear his soul, it seems. There's no filter.
Lord.
I know. And I hadn't done any research. But after the first 4 months, I realized the mistake. And ever since then, it has really consumed me. I mean, there's a 4-year gay cruise that left January 19th this last year, literally 4-year gay cruise. People, I think, all around the country ever since the first Bush term that have been thinking have really reaped the consequences of even thinking that he would be someone to support.
Yeah, now we're stuck again with him for almost 4 years.
I know, but there hasn't been something to scare us into it lately. And I'm talking about the 50% of the country that actually isn't enraged about what's been going on and doesn't feel completely violated and raped by the way Bush has raped this country. So unless, and this is, okay, with all the positivity that comes from the fact that Focus on the Family is starting to put their faith more and more in the Republican Party, which is actually hurting the Republican Party, which makes me feel very good, because I know a lot of Christians, and frankly, a lot of Christians consider Focus on the Family a little too. And I think I'm talking about the postmodern Christians, because that's the kind of revolution in Christianity, as far as sophisticated, intellectual, blah, blah, blah. It's the postmodern Christian. It's no longer the Christian that wants to evangelize. It's the Christian that, you know, will talk to you like a real person and blah, 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 and then later, about 6 months later, give you a Bible and, you know. But so the postmodern Christian does not like Focus on the Family. So anyway, the weird thing is, though, the double side to this coin is that they haven't scared us. They're getting a little, it's weird. They usually consistently, I mean, they have the terror alert thing, the terror alert system. We haven't had one of those in a way too long. Something, it just doesn't seem, I want to be optimistic. I want to go along with everyone else I've heard this morning and go, well, it looks like, you know, they're just not, you know, it looks like something isn't going well for the Republicans. But at the same time, they still have the power, and they haven't scared us yet, and they have they have all the capability to do so, and they haven't done so.
Yeah, but it looks like public opinion is running against them on a lot of key issues.
It is. It is. You know, how you just pointed out in the last segment that the official announcement from the people in Iraq claimed that no weapons of mass destruction were found, and then they still have their troops there, and nothing seems to be. The elections are over, and the elections, just that key word.
And they can't form a government?
They can't form a government. The entire country of Iraq is opposed to the government that's been installed. I heard a huge section of the country, a huge, considerable amount of the population, wanted some people from the old Saddam Hussein regime democratically to be elected as officials in the new Iraq. It's amazing. So I think that the Enlightenment thing, because remember, Clinton had all the whole country, remember in the 90s, at the very end of the 90s, I think, there was this kind of Enlightenment. Oh, humans are kind of like a Star Trek kind of, we're going right. boldly and, you know, there's peace, and then it's like a postmodern attitude to life. Well, that kind of got weirdly squashed in the 2000 to 2004.
Well, it got squashed after 9/11, so, you know, but yeah. It looks like... It looks like, as far as public opinion polls go, it looks like so far it's running against the Republicans. Stephen, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. I mean, it does. I mean, if you go look at what's going on out there, people are 66% oppose the ban on filibusters, the nuclear option. The Terry Schiavo situation blew up in their face. Tom DeLay is an ongoing soap opera of problems. Things aren't as great out there as they used to be for the neocons. We just have to get our ducks in a row for 2006 and 2008. David Louisville, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. We lost him? Oh, all right. I thought he was there. 303-713-7600, 942 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And the phones are open. Whatever you want to talk about is fine with me at 303-713-7600. So get off your half moons. All right, phones are a little bit...
Jane and her husband would love to hear these sounds every day, but it's unlikely they'll be able to have a baby of their own without the help of an egg donor. Perhaps you could help. The Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine is looking for egg donors to help Jane and her husband and hundreds of other Denver couples who dream of having a baby. If you're a healthy female between 19 and 32, a non-smoker, and you know your family medical history, you may be eligible to become a donor. In just over 10 years, the Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine Egg Donor Program has helped more than 1,000 couples have healthy, happy babies. All egg donors are assured a safe and pleasant experience. In addition, if you're a donor, you'll be compensated with $5,000 for your time and commitment. Please help make a dream come true. For more information, visit our website at colloeggdonor.com. That's colloeggdonor.com or call 303-788-8300. 788-8300.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at milehighmarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207. 1-800-447-0207.
And Turner Financial Planning. Go to am760.net today, click on the blue list, and support the companies that support AM760.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken, Newsweek's Michael Isikoff is officially Michael Pissikoff because he's so mad about John Bolton.
Intelligence officials in 2002 and 2003, as he sought to deliver warnings about Syrian efforts to acquire unconventional weapons that the Central Intelligence Agency and other experts rejected as exaggerated. What is this about Bolton? What is this about his personality, that he's a serial exaggerator? That they make the same charge about Cuba. And I'm sure you remember that. Jimmy Carter was in Cuba when Bolton released that ridiculous report accusing the Cubans of having biological weapons. And it turned out that what the Cubans were involved in was biomedicine. And Bolton was never, ever able to prove that. See, in the Bush administration, if you're incompetent, you get rewarded. As much as they talk about accountability and responsibility, they lack it in a big way. Let's get back on the phones and we go to Bill in Jamestown. Bill, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello there, Jay.
Hi, Bill.
Thanks for coming to Colorado. I really love you.
It's good to be home.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the biggest problem the Democrats have is they do not stay as a voting bloc. And I think this hurts them. And because of that, when they are voting, they don't get it all together and they don't put out the same message so that everyone knows where they're coming from.
You are absolutely 100% correct. There was an article a couple of weeks ago in the New York Times about this, that the Republicans have a habit of not eating their own, but the Democrats have a habit of cannibalizing themselves.
They also attack each other.
Yep.
And if they don't learn how to stop this, they're going to self-destruct. And to me, that is what's wrecking the party. And that is where we somehow have to get the message across to these guys that are representing us to say, hey, don't turn on each other. You know, get your act together. And that's what really bothers me. Another thing that really bothers me is the Focus on Hate group that's down there in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, focus on other people's families?
No, focus on hate. I mean, they're disseminating hate. The problem we need with this group is show the real light, because when they turn around and say that only Christianity is the only way to salvation and to heaven, and they turn around and they desecrate every religion in the world, saying that you're all evil and you're not going to survive and go to heaven unless you become one of us, I think that this is disseminating hate. And I think that that group should have their tax-exempt status removed from them, because normally if you export this kind of hate, you can be charged with it, interstate.
Yeah, but you know, they've got a way around that because their political arm is separate from their theological arm, as a previous caller brought up. I, too, would like to see them get in trouble for meddling in politics, but they've got it fixed so that they skirt the rules.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And it's very, very hard to get around that. Bill, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Hey, you hang in there.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye.
Let's go to Vince in Denver. Vince, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hi, Vince.
Well, you know, you're talking about, first of all, I had no idea that we'd finally have a corporate pope. That is amazing stuff.
Why do you say the pope is corporate?
Well, I mean, all his connections with, you know, the Bush family and all these other things. I mean, obviously, he's actually, from what I understand, he has actually done some, how would you say this, religiosity lobbying for a lot of the people that are involved with this administration we've got right now. I mean, that's what I understand. I don't know that for a fact.
No, I don't know it either for a fact. I wasn't aware that he was even involved with anybody from the administration. And certainly John Paul II did his share of political lobbying, particularly telling Bush, which I loved, that he was wrong about the war in Iraq.
Yeah, they only do things when they're convenient for their causes, obviously. He'll pay attention to the Pope when it suits him, and when it doesn't suit him, forget about it. It's just the whole thing about religion and politics have been so intertwined for such a long time. And I think the problem with most organized religions is they don't really practice religion. They practice fear religion.
I think they practice instilling fear, period. But religion and politics, you really can't separate them. I mean, just think, if we did separate them, we wouldn't have had Martin Luther King Jr. He was religious first and politically second.
Oh, yeah, well, the religious leaders carry on the same way the political leaders do. I mean, the rules are basically for the people underneath them, and they don't apply to the religious leaders. That goes for the Muslim sheikhs and things like that who still, gamble and drink and everything else, even though it's illegal for the rest of their constituents. The Pope, I mean, says practice poverty. And, look, the Pope lives in that one-bedroom apartment. You've got all these evangelicals who are all millionaires. It makes absolutely no sense, because the rules are only to keep the little people in line. I mean, basically, and they threaten people with religion, basically, is what they do. You know, if you don't toe the line, you're going to hell. If you don't join our religion, you're going to hell. And the other thing is, with folks on family, for example, hate is so much easier to motivate people with. It's a much more primitive type emotion, and that's why they use it. It's so much easier to get people rallied around hate than it is to rally around love.
Yeah, well, it's easy to be negative. You're right about that. That's very, very true, and it's also easy to instill guilt.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But like I said, the hate is it's such a primitive emotion, and it's very, very easy for these people to get the people to rally around hate, and they'll pick anyone. Right now it's the gays. A couple years ago it was the blacks, and by doing that, hate actually breeds more hate. So, if these people, they get them to, hate the sinner, or hate the sin. Yeah, that's a bunch of
crap.
That's
what they say. They say they hate the sin and love the sinner.
Yeah, basically they hate everyone. And once they find out how easy it is to hate one group, they go ahead and spread it out, and they hate everybody they feel like, so. That was basically the whole thing. I mean, what we have to do is maybe change the semantics, because I think even atheists have a certain amount of spiritualism, and religion doesn't have to be organized, do as I say, or you'll go to hell. Religion shouldn't be motivated by fear, and it shouldn't be motivated by hate, and neither should
politics. Shouldn't be. And we also have a tendency to forget the positive things that religion has done. Once again, the whole civil rights movement all came out of came out of churches. We have a tendency to forget all of that. That religion can be an agent for the good too.
Yeah. So I think something to remember is God is love. God isn't hate, and God isn't fear. God is love. So remember that.
All right, Vince. Take care, man.
All right. Later.
All right, that frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Yeah, we forget about the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the whole role that Martin Luther King Jr. played in the Civil Rights Movement, that a lot of that had to started first with religion and then made its way into mainstream American life. That's the other thing about conservatives, the other thing about neocons. Can you name anything? Can anybody name anything that they've ever done in any way, shape, or form that has been progressive? Everything from women's rights to racial equality? Stephen, in Denver. Stephen, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
To talk to you about your hate of you guys are talking about hate. The focus on the family is filled with hate. The only hate I hear is you guys hating on Christians.
I don't hate Christians.
Well, it's just like a lot of your listeners.
I mean, wait a minute, hold on a minute. I just credited the whole civil rights movement with Christianity.
Yeah, but you guys, I've met a lot of people that worked with Focus on the Family, and those people did not spread hate. You guys are completely wrong about this.
All right, what does Focus on the Family do then?
Focus on the Family promotes families.
Really?
Yes. They do.
Oh, does that include families that have gay people?
Yes, it does.
Oh, to give me an example of that.
Well, I can't give you an example.
Well, what do you mean? If you can't give me an example, then what did you make the statement for? Give me an example.
You guys can sit there and say that.
No, don't talk about us. You give me an example. Give me an example of how a Focus on the Family spreads love, tolerance, and understanding. That's what I thought.
Okay.
Thank you, brainstem. Well, it's a long time since I've had one of those. I just asked him to just give me an example. Couldn't even come up with one. And I get that. You know, I get that a lot. I get what he would just said. I get this. I get it a lot. Oh, you hate Christians. No, I don't. Martin Luther King Jr. was a Christian. Much of what happened in the Civil Rights Movement comes from Christians and Christianity. How about Archbishop Oscar Romero? I mean, the Catholic Church does a lot of good in this country on the behalf of the poor. And there are a lot of Christian organizations that do a lot on behalf of the poor. All you have to do is read the magazine Sojourners. There are left-wing evangelicals out there. We just don't have a tendency to hear about them. Because the right wing, the evangelical right wing, like Focus on the Family and James Dobson, they capture all the headlines. That's why you should read Jim Wallace's book called God's Politics. One of the most eye-opening books I've read in a long, long time. So I had Wallace on the show. But that's always the right wing's defense. Oh, you know, you're anti-God, and you hate Christians. And nothing could be farther from the truth. I just don't particularly like the right-wing Christian right. I don't hate them. And I'm only speaking for myself. I just don't agree with them. There's not much I agree with them about. And I think if anybody misinterprets the Bible, it's them. All right, well, we are out of time again for this morning. We'll be back tomorrow morning. We'll talk about the whole filibuster situation and a whole lot more. That's coming up tomorrow morning between 6 and 10 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Have a great morning.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, presents Randy Rhodes.
I thought that the symbol of justice was the scale with balance. Remember that?
Hi, Randy. I am a faithful listener, and I want to tell you, you're one of the smartest...
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.